KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding, or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement with the TAG or ADT programs. Full-time students get 2 years tuition free. Fall classes start August 17th. Visit shastacollege.edu/start to make your success a reality at Shasta College.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Shasta County. Tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered, your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Reading politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda.
Stay tuned for Colt 45's Baseball.
And he writes for the he has great stories about July 4th, 1776. So we'll check in with him. More news on Nancy Guthrie. There's a new letter, believe it or not. But first, we're going to start off talking about the Haitian refugees and that case in the Supreme Court. They went from being legally here to being forced to leave, apparently. Refugees here in the United States and the impact it's going to have with 350,000 of them being asked to leave. We'll do that coming up straight ahead. America at Night, back in a moment.
This is America at Night with McGraw Milhaven.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
So Ryan and I came to the decision to get life insurance when I was pregnant with our first son. He really wanted us to be taken care of if something happened to him. He provided for our family in life and also after his death. I think that would make him proud. Ethos makes it fast and easy to get life insurance. Apply in minutes and get same day coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid testimonial. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And right now, new mattresses start at $1,500 during our 4th of July sale. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number. To a good life's sleep.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexaderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under-eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexaderm for only $14.95, plus get free shipping. Call 1-800-598-6439. That's 1-800-598-6439. Or visit Plexaderm.com/trial. Paid for by Sheer Science.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Furnished by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts...
Oh,
of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Roughly 20 veterans die by suicide every single day. Canines for Warriors has been the nation's leading nonprofit organization, providing service dogs for veterans battling PTSD and other invisible wounds of war.
Thanks to my service dog, Lady Cameo, I got my life back.
I'm able to get out of bed in the morning.
Be excited, happy about today.
To learn more, visit caninesforwarriors.org. That's caninesforwarriors.org.
This is America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
Yesterday, the Supreme Court ruled 6-3, temporary protected status is no longer in the hands of anyone other than the President of the United States. And after that, the governor of Ohio, Republican Mike DeWine, called this a devastating mistake. To talk about the after effects of all of that is Karish Omera Vignaraja, who is president and CEO of the Global Refuge. It's the largest faith-based nonprofit dedicated to serving refugee children and families in the United States. Karish, welcome to America at Night.
Oh, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Welcome to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. I'm Jake Green, here joined by Spencer Schlinge on this Friday evening edition of Colt 45's Baseball. We'll be taking on the Concord Zephyrs. They're coming off a loss against Los Baseball Academy. They lost by a score of 11-2, and they'll look to get their get back tonight here against the Concord Zephyrs under 80-degree conditions, partly cloudy skies up above the ballpark, but a beautiful night for baseball nonetheless here in the North State. It will be Lucas Pettingill getting the baseball to face off against Rochard of the Concord Zephyrs.
Yeah, Jacob, just a great opportunity. Obviously 14-3 on the season for the Colt 45s, looking to bounce back after a tough loss last night against the Los Baseball Academy. Worst loss of the season so far, but they got a great opportunity to bounce back, like mentioned, against the Concord Zephyrs tonight, as you mentioned it as well. Lucas Pettingill getting another opportunity here tonight. Hopefully he can get the job done and get back in the winning column here in the first of a three-game series for the Colt 45s against the visiting Concord Zephyrs.
Yeah, it will be coming down to, we've seen before, we've said it multiple times, it will be coming down to pitching, of course, as right. It always does in baseball. But with that,
it'll be the walks and the 390 feet. And against Lewis Baseball Academy in that 11-2 losing cause, it was Timmy Ayers and DJ Parker at the top of the lineup, a combined 0-for-9 on the night with one walk and four strikeouts between the two of them. And when you have those two very powerful bats go quiet, it's just not going to be a good night on the offensive side of the ball. But a bright spot in that lineup was Mora and Conklin both having two hits. Conklin two for five, Mora 2-for-4. But a total of five walks on the night for the Colt 45s. They struck out 10 times. A strikeout is an unproductive out. That's the biggest thing. You need to put the ball in play, hit it out onto the field, get the ball. I mean, force the other team to make great plays. And if they don't make great plays, it ends up being mistakes. And mistakes equal errors. Errors equal three bases for the Colt 45s. And that's kind of the moral of the baseball story typically, is who can get the most free bases and who can capitalize on it. And in that case, against Lewis Baseball Academy, although the Colt 45's 8 hits on the night, it was all in a losing cause. And didn't balance well with the pitching. So it's going to be the same story tonight. You're going to want Lucas Pettingill to go out there, go 4 or 5 quality innings, leave it to the bullpen, get their reps in, get the offense going, and trust in your defense, but also in a very well-established Bay Area sphere of baseball, very good, very large amounts of talent. A lot of these guys are going to JUCOs out and about in the area, but they'll end up going to D2s, maybe better, or some high-rated NAIA schools. So if you're the Colt 45s tonight, you need to play on your toes and be ready to, you know, really prove yourselves as a very young ball club, which is something we haven't seen too much before from these Colt 45s. This is, again, the most baseball club that the 45 had in a while.
Absolutely. Definitely a younger team. And again, as you mentioned, this Concord Zephyrs, no pushover team at all. Just the area and the quality of the ball players they're going to have on this team. As you mentioned, a lot of them going to play college here at some of the best junior colleges in the nation, or even up to the D2, D1 level or high NAIA levels. California, obviously great for baseball. And tonight, I will get a great start with a lot of fireworks to a 3-game series that I wish we could call all 3 games, Jacob. It's going to be fun. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, me too. 100%. You know, it should just be a fun night, fun weekend of baseball. And I love it when these barrier teams come out here and set to compete. And doing so here is right-hand hitting Chase Lewis to face off against Pettingill. And the shadows just starting to cover that third base side of the of Tiger Field, of course. The rest of it under sunny conditions. Here's the first pitch from Pettingill, and we're underway. First pitch comes in at 7:17. And we are underway here. Now the 1-0 just catches the bottom of the zone on the inside corner right at the knees. The defense behind the righty Pettingill, Conklin, Carroll, Paulos, Bowen, third to first. This one's grounded a little weak inside in the hands. Carroll, or Paulos rather, charging in from second base. Barrian back to the first base side of the pitcher's mound. Flips it to first in time for the 4-3. And that's the way our ball game begins here.
Yeah, good attempt there by Pettingill. Obviously just a little chopper there coming in from Lewis to start off. Just making contact, as you mentioned. That's really important. Just putting the ball in play. No unproductive outs on the strikeout and the big K and stuff like that. Mark Anthony Carroll does a good job backing him up and making the easy barehanded play. Tossing it over to Patrick Bowen Jr. for out number one.
Now the lefty up, takes a strike right at the knees. It's Sean O'Connell, the left fielder.
Yeah, another beautiful night out here at Tiger Field. We've seen this almost every game we've called together.
Ground ball toward Bowen at first. Gathers himself in a foot race to the bag. Three unassisted on the 0-1 delivery. That will bring up Brendan Lister, the first baseman. Jason Stevens, the cleanup batter. He's the DH, and he's on deck for the Concord Zephyrs. The first time we've ever seen this ball club up here at Tiger Field. As I was saying, too, I love seeing the Bay Area teams come up here. They're always just a great scope of talent. Open stance deep in the box for the right-hand hitter. Pettingill delivers a breaking ball hit in the air towards center. Playable for Zanizer. He was shaded toward the left center gap. Now makes his way all the way over in shallow right center field and will squeeze it on the run as the Zephyrs go 1-2-3 here in the top half of the first. We're scoreless with the Colt 45s coming up in the bottom half. Tonight's Colt 45s game is brought to you by Diamond Coat Roofing. never roof again. Ever. The doom and gloom of being forced to re-roof your old roof simply because a roofer says so has officially ended. We've entered an era of roofing sustainability, cutting-edge advancements in highly permeable polymers and acrylics specifically designed for older shingle roofs have paved the way for restoration. Instead of re-roofing, keep your existing roof for just a fraction of the cost. Give Diamond Coat Roofing a call at 530-941-9035.
Redding area homeowners, stop being told your only option for your old roof is to buy a new one. Actually, never re-roof it again. Redding, California's Diamond Coat Roof Restoration offers homeowners real, actual restoration that saves tens of thousands of dollars compared to replacements. At Diamond Coat, we offer best of class, American-made, high-performance, clear acrylic barrier systems that actually seal the shingles, lock in the granules, and protect your roof from NorCal's extreme weather. The Diamond Coat system is unique and also nothing like the vegetable oil-based restoration being sold in our area. This is an actual invisible barrier designed specifically to protect your shingle roof, not just make it look newer. These are hard times, and restoring your roof, over replacing it at a third of the cost, is without a doubt one of the best investments you can make in 2026. Call 530-941-9035, 530-941-9035, or visit www.diamond-coat.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the scoreless bottom of the first inning. It will be Mark Anthony Carroll to lead things off, facing off against Brosh Brochard. He takes a first pitch out of the zone, off the plate, in that left-hand batter's box. 4-1. Brochard, a righty for the Zephyrs. Kicks and deals the 1-0. This one swung on, hit in the air toward right. Playable for Renau, camping underneath it, will settle there and squeeze it for out number one.
And pretty incredible. We've seen four outs in just about seven pitches or so. A couple first pitch swinging, a couple second pitch swinging. Great opportunity here for some fireworks to get started. Everyone's looking to put the ball in play.
Especially with this nice weather out here.
Right.
As Connor Burchard from Fairfield, California, headed to Lewis and Clark College. First pitch to the right-hand hitting Conklin. This is low for 1 with one out. Even stance, he's up in the box. Now the righty out of the windup, kicks and deals the 1-0 around a bunt, pulls back, but takes it for a called strike one to make count 1-1. Flag out in center field to the right of that 406 marker. Blowing left to right, here's the 1-1 with the cross breeze blowing. Breaking ball misses wide for 2. The defense behind Mr. Connor Burchard, right-hand pitcher out of Fairfield, California. Moon, Barajas, Pops, and Lister around the horn. As this one's hitting the air toward right, it's going to get all the way past the right fielder right now, all the way to the wall. It's toward the gap. Rounding first, headed for 2 is Conklin. He's going to hit the bag at second. Rounding toward third, the motion by John Downey is to hit the deck, and he does, sliding in head first with a slide, and it's a triple for Preston Conklin. It's the first hit of the night for the Colt 45s.
Yeah, absolutely laced by Conklin out there into deep center field, right center roughly, bounces off that wall, and he just turns on the Jets, a huge leading round at second base, and obviously getting dirty to get safe, but got it done there, a triple, and that is how the offense starts, as Jacob mentioned, and wouldn't want much more than that.
Now the first run of this ball game, after the first hit of this ball game, is just 90 feet away. And again, using that cross breeze to his advantage, now the left-hand hitting Tyson Bragg to the plate. Takes a called strike 1. Partly cloudy skies overhead, some big old cumulus clouds up above us. We had some rain very lightly earlier today, early afternoon, up here in Redding. And now cooler temperatures, 80 degrees at first pitch. Bluebird skies, apart from those big clouds scattered all around, and the Zephyrs have the infield playing in as well. Gun down the runner at home with one out. If anything hit to the infield, as Bragg is working a 1-1 count. O'Connell, Lewis, and Renau in left center and right field behind starting pitcher Burchard as well. The 1-1 delivery It's popped up right back over home plate. Makes the count, one ball and two strikes. There's actually a Dylan Brown on the team from American Canyon, California, and Napa College, my hometown and one of my alma maters.
There you go. How about that?
Played a little JUCO ball up there.
That's pretty awesome.
Here's the 1-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. Chased a breaking ball. Front doors him. Gets him on his back foot. And Bragg down on strikes for out number two. It was a great pitch from the righty Burchard. Carved him up off the outside edge. Got him to chase it. And now Braden Chiarito to the plate. And here's an opportunity for Chiarito to put the Colt 45s up by a score of 2-0. If he hits it up into the wind, similar to what Conklin did, Conklin was just on a line shot right toward the gap. If Chiarito can get some air under it, you can see it. It'll likely carry out up over that wall out toward the 370 mark. Takes a first pitch off speed up and away for ball one. Left-hand hitting designated hitter. A scoreless ball game here in the bottom of the first with two outs and the runner on third. That is Preston Conklin. He tripled to the right center gap where Runau was able to play it back. Here's a 1-0 delivery with the infield back to normal depth. Off the outside corner for ball two to Chiarito in a hitter's count now. To righty, Burchard readies. Comes set. Picks and deals. Bottom of the zone. Just able to barely get it in there.
Yeah, and a little nod there from Chiarito, a little bit of nod of respect possibly to Burchard on the mound. Didn't think that one was going to end up hitting the zone, but he knew when he didn't swing that that was going to be called strike.
It's a great pitch to catch the right at the knee. Here's right. The 2-1. Almost got him to bite the breaking ball, but holding up is Chiarito. Now moves the 3-1. Now peering in is Burchard.
The wind continuing to pick up and blow in all different directions.
Now the 3-1 off the plate outside. Chiarito with a bat flip. Works the free pass. That's the first one of the night. Yeah, that cross breeze blowing. We'll see if it becomes a factor as the Bat Boy Jackson on his birthday will be the Bat Boy for the Colt 45. Showing some hustle out there. Standing at about, 3 foot? And he's moving and grooving out there.
Yeah, I love that for him. Happy birthday. He's a couple inches taller than he was last night, that's for sure.
Yeah, turning 10 years old today.
That's awesome.
He's now double digits. That's like the first quote-unquote adult birthday.
Yeah, you know? Milestone.
Yeah, milestone birthday. There we go. I'll look back toward first as the pitch is taken outside for ball one. Looks Chiarito back, holding there. Runners at the corners. Moderate leads at both corners. Conklin just dancing around off the third base bag. Being held on at first by Lister is Chiarito. About 2.5 steps off the bag. Here's the 1-0. Chiarito not going, just deking it as this one misses wide for ball two.
Again, the Concord Zephyrs rocking the dark navy blue. Almost like I feel like, again, the Central California teams just love the dark blue, the navy blue, the royal blue, roughly. And it looks great out here tonight at Tiger Field. With the gray pants as well.
Yeah, great uniform matchup as this one's popped up back toward us and over our heads. Now a 2-1 battle. Tearing in is Burchard, checks the runner at first. Conklin takes his lead from third. The 2-1 delivery is chopped toward the first baseman and loses it in the sun from back behind us. It's going to go into right field. Conklin will trot into score. Throw on a line from right field to third, but it's offline. A fantastic throw from the right fielder Renau, but it's not quite in time over there at third. And an RBI single pushes Chiarito to third. Conklin comes into score. It's 1-0 as Patrick Bowen Jr. collects RBI.
Yeah, really unfortunate for first baseman Lister there for the Zephyrs. Just could not see the ball at all. It looks like he's going to jog over there and grab his glasses real quick. I had a feeling that was coming. The first chop coming right by the first baseline. He's going to get back into the game here before pitch is delivered to Adrian Lopez, patrolling left field, as Tyler Zanheiser has just been shifted over to center tonight. Yeah, 1-0 in this ball game. Two outs away, runners on the corners. And again, that Sun just playing a huge factor there down that right field line and through the whole field as of now. As this one misses low in the dirt for ball one.
I was going to say, really wide in the dirt. Great kick by the catcher, Fatigue. For the Zephyrs. Max Mitiki, my apologies. This one's chopped toward the third baseman gloves, and a strong throw to first in time for the 5-3. Great routine play there by the third baseman Moon, able to charge the chopper on a couple of hops, make a strong throw to first in time to retire the side. The Colt 45s get one on a couple of hits, but they strand a pair aboard. After one inning complete, it is 1-0. The Colt 45s on top.
Tonight's Colt 45s game is brought to you by Diamond Coat Roofing. Never re-roof again, ever. The doom and gloom of being forced to re-roof your old roof simply because a roofer says so has officially ended. We have entered the era of roofing sustainability. Instead of re-roofing, keep your existing roof for just a fraction of the cost. Give Diamond Coat Roofing a call at 530-941-9035 today.
Redding area homeowners, stop being told your only option for your old roof is to buy a new one. Actually, never re-roof it again. Redding, California's Diamond Coat Roof Restoration offers homeowners real, actual restoration that saves tens of thousands of dollars compared to replacements. At Diamond Coat, we offer best of class, American-made, high-performance, clear acrylic barrier systems that actually seal the shingles, lock in the granules, and protect your roof from NorCal's extreme weather. The Diamond Coat system is unique and also nothing like the vegetable oil-based restoration being sold in our area. This is an actual invisible barrier designed specifically to protect your shingle roof, not just make it look newer. These are hard times, and restoring your roof over replacing it at a third of the cost is without a doubt one of the best investments you can make in 2026. Call 530-941-9035, 530-941-9035, or visit www.diamond-coat.com.
For the second inning here for the Colt 45, now up by a score of 2-0, is the first pitch from Pettingill to the right hitter, who hits an absolute moonshot onto the street towards Safeway out there, and just like that, it's a brand new, an absolute knock from Jason Stevens, the designated hitter, and we know why. Oh my goodness.
That's, you know, get out of there quicker here at Tiger Field. Absolutely crushed by Stevens, batting fourth, the designated hitter on the night, and it is so obvious why. How high does that net go over the wall out there in left field?
I was going to say, that netting out there?
Not real.
For all you non-Tiger Field, I was going to say residents, but that wouldn't be the right terminology, but who's never been to Tiger Field before, so this one's taken for a call to strike one for McTeague. Probably about, I mean, shoot, Green Monster height, 100 feet up in the air, but 320. It went over the netting, and that thing, again, got out in a... I've never seen a home run like that here at Tiger.
Me either. No chance. That is the greatest home run I've seen in any games I've called, whether it's been here at Tiger Field or at Simpson University. That was extremely impressive. First pitch he's seen all night. So and incredible.
As this one's hitting the air toward right center, same sound, but a little bit more air underneath it toward the 370 mark. Zanizer into a dive. He only knocks it down. The throw-in is going to hold the batter to a double, and McTeague cruises in with a stand-up double. A couple of hard-hit baseballs here. My goodness. And just to get back to that home run, it's rare that off the sound of the bat, you can tell it's a home run, at least at this level. That's more of a major league thing.
Absolutely.
That was one of those times. And that's only happened twice this season. Chiarito's, which he hit on a line shot, I think that was one we weren't even calling. I came here as a fan. And off the sound, it was out over the right field wall. That was another one that launch angle.
And I'm,
I mean, goodness gracious.
Yeah, and I am really hoping that our mics could pick up the crowd the second that ball, that made contact with the ball. Instant O's and oohs from the crowd. That thing was gone, like we've said, in a hurry. I wish we could put into perspective a little bit better, but honestly, almost speechless. An incredible home run, and now a great double as well for Mutigi. Zanizer able to keep it down, but definitely chasing away from him with that crosswind.
Yeah, now the go-ahead run at second base as well with nobody out. There's a left-hand hitter fouls this one back toward the on-deck circle. And the beauty of a wooden bat league is you can tell things like that off the sound of the bat.
Right.
And also with that, you can tell that sweet spot on a wood bat. It's a little bit smaller than a metal bat, but my goodness, these kids are barreling it already. So Pettingill needs to be careful here. You don't want to give up hard-hit baseballs. As he comes set, here's the 1-1, checks the runner back. Breaking ball just off the plate.
Yeah, close one there from Pettingill. And again, he's just trying to figure out what's going to work against these guys, because he did a great job painting the picture for us in the pregame as well. These guys down in this area that Jacob knows all too well, they can hit the ball well, and they play at some big schools, and they get the job done. And this is going to be a very competitive series for a Colt 45 team that hasn't been extremely tested as of yet, aside from that West Coast King series.
Well, and Jason Stevens is headed to Butte College. That's who homered. Again, I didn't even think about it too much, but with the cross breeze blowing as well, even more impressive and more pronounced. But now the wind pushing out towards straightaway center field. So it did catch the wind a little bit, but again, the sound is very indicative of where that ball will go. And in that case, it was out onto the street. But now the wind blowing straight out toward that 406 sign, both the Cool 45 flag and the American flag just standing straight out towards center field. So Pettingill really needs to be careful. You don't want to give up fly balls. They'll catch the wind and just carry deep into the alley toward the warning tracks and everything. This is a line shot toward the right fielder on the run, leaping for it off of his glove. Karam's back toward the warning track. Bragg able to make a strong throw in to hold the runners at second and third. Fantastic recovery from Tyson Bragg out there, chasing it back. It was going to be over his shoulder, and again, with the wind, kept carrying on a line shot, reached up off of the very tip of his glove, carrying for the warning track, the runner at second. McTeague had to wait for it to drop and hit the dirt in order to take an extra base, and now the Colt 45s will bring the corners in with the right, the shortstop, Barajas, the right-hand hitter, stepping up to the plate.
Yeah, it's a great job, Jacob, as well, mentioning Bragg out there in right field. The wind, there was no chance he was going to be able to stay where he was. Without the wind, he's able to stand and easily collect that pretty much right to the glove. But that one extremely line, and the wind continues to carry it out. The fact that he was able to turn and get a touch on that ball is incredible to me.
Now as the ground ball toward the shortstop, Loves throws the first in time to get the runner, and fantastic speed from Barajas there as well, but the go-ahead run comes in to score. McTeague moving up to third goes Renau. And now on the 6-3, there's one out, but a 2-1 ball game here in the top of the second inning. And that was just, again, great job. You hit it. You didn't hit it to the right side as this one's grounded toward the third baseman. On the backhand diving, it's going to be fair down the left field line. Trotting in to score is Renau. And with an RBI single is Andy Moon. Just like that, it's a 3-1 ball game. Eric Winchester's going to go out and talk to Pettingill. And my goodness, just some hard hit baseballs here with the back part of this lineup.
Yeah, that one extremely close to being another double as well, which would have been the third. It would have been a home run and three doubles to open the second inning after an effortless first inning, just about six pitches.
And Conklin was camped in, even with the back at third, about four steps off the line. So a full body extension off the line. But he almost got his glove to that. It was a hard-hit baseball and just bent it like Beckham right around that third base bag.
These guys are seeing the ball really well. I will say I'm extremely impressed, and I am a little bit worried for this Colt 45s team. I know they can play offense, but this is going to be a shootout if they're going to win this one.
Yeah, it might turn into a boat race here.
Right.
And with the ball flying like it is, just hopefully the Colt 45s can also capitalize on the weather pattern tonight for sure. But it didn't need to settle things down rather quickly because it can get out of hand, again, very quickly. Now everyone returns to their spaces. Also, Fernando Dominguez, the battery mate of Lucas Pettingill. And then also the home plate umpire, Jose Villa, Steve Graves over at third, and Shannon Kuna over at first. I want to get all of them in order. Set the stage for this beautiful picture we're painting you tonight. First baseman Bowen will hold the runner on at first. my goodness, my game notes almost just went flying away. Almost sprouted wings that flew with that wind blowing, again, probably 15 to 20 mile per hour gusts. And it's whipping out towards center. Strong breeze. Takes this one a little bit inside for ball one to Brendan Pops, the second baseman, for the Zephyrs. Brendan Pops, switch hitter out of Roseville and Consumers River College, takes a bit above the belt, up near the letters for ball two. Two balls and one strike.
Yeah, and double play would be great for the confidence of Pettingill and this defense behind him for the Colt 45s if they can force Pops to hit into one here and get back on the offense.
See, foul tips this one and just not held on by Dominguez. Count moves to two balls and two strikes. Run on first is Andy Moon, the third baseman. And yeah, the Colt 45s looking for two on the infield. They want to get back in the dugout.
Right.
That conversation with Winchester was probably, you know, help get us out of this inning, get a ground ball. Turn two and reset for the third. But a moderate lead over there at first by Patrick Bowen. This one's a ground ball towards second. Charging, picked and through for a base hit. That will be ruled an E4, actually, as up with the ball is Bragg. And holding at second base is Andy Moon. Safe first is Brendan Pops on the E4. It was a chopper toward Paulos. Love tried to pick it clean off the dirt. Ended up going through, and in shadows covering part of the field, but not all of the field. So some fielders dealing with a little bit more sun than others, and in that case, Deegan Paulus was battling a lot of things all at once.
Yeah, absolutely, and second there in center field as well, but especially second and right field coming here from Tiger Field, sun setting just behind that Colt 45 dugout around that third base line. So plays big factor coming in that way. Tough play to make, but definitely when he could have.
Breaking this is way up and in for ball one to Chase Lewis, the leadoff man, who grounded out to the second baseman, Paulos, back in the first. Now it's a 3-1 ball game after crooked numbers put on the board here by the Zephyrs. Wide open stance, Fox up high for Lewis in that right-hand batter's box. Infield playing behind the runner, still looking for the twin killing on the infield. Zanizer a few steps toward the right center gap. Here's the 1-0 delivery from Pettingill as he checks. Runner whirling a throw back to second base. It's going to squeak through toward shallow center field, picked up by the second baseman, Paulos, and both runners will move up. He's had to hold on to it with no one really covering squarely. Zanizer was playing medium depth in center field, and just no play for Zanizer. Now no double play in order, and the Colt 45 will have some defensive decision-making to do with a 1-0 count on Lewis and runners at second and third. They'll pull the corners even with the bags. Out of this windup goes Pettingill, and delivers a fastball right there at the knees to even the count up at one ball and one strike. It wasn't too much of an errant throw. It was to the left field side of the bag, but the shortstop, Carroll, unable to make a clean play on it.
Yeah, it's beginning to feel like a strikeout is necessary here.
Here's the 1-1 hit in the air toward left, giving chase as Lopez right to the track. Will settle underneath it, squeeze it strong, throw into the cutoff man, Carroll, goes over his head where it's handled by the third baseman, Conklin. And a sacrifice fly. Moon is able to come around to score. And it is now a 4-1 ball game here at Tiger Field. And it's the Zephyrs who lead as they make the trip up from Concord for this weekend series.
Yeah. Four hits and four runs so far here in the second inning, the top of the second for the Zephyrs. And just goes to show when you put the ball in play, good things happen.
And that's, I mean, I talked about it on the pregame show.
Right.
You know, you put the ball in play, force the other team to make great plays, and if they don't, you capitalize on the bad plays, and that's so far what it's been for the Colt 45s, unfortunately, on the bottom side of that coin.
Yeah, it doesn't help, obviously, seeing a home run go over in that first pitch of the inning. Obviously, it's going to kind of take the wind out of Pettingill's sails, and as well as this Colt 45's defense.
Now, O'Connell to the plate. Here's the 1-0, huge lead over there at second base. Carroll, the shortstop, calling for the ball at second. Pettingill shakes him off, and now a lot of things you don't want was walking back toward a shortstop position was Mark Anthony Carroll. A little bit of discord, it looked like, some tension in the air between Carroll and Pettingill. And that can be painting an ugly picture if you're not too careful. I don't know if it was necessarily an ill intent from Carroll or anything. Outfielder Zanizer in center. He shaved it way toward right. Here's the 2-0 off the plate outside for ball three. So a three-ball, no-strike count on Sean O'Connell, who grounded out to first, his first time up in the first inning. That wind picking up left to right. And Carroll was calling for the ball over at second. Pettingill decided not to pick off. Just looked the runner back, as he does now. Now deals for home the 3-0, right at the knee on the inner half, a called strike one. So three balls and one strike to the left-hand hitting Sean O'Connell of these Zephyrs from Fairfield, California and Sac City College, outfield slash first base. Here's the 3-1. That's going to skip all the way toward the backstop and free pass issued. Now it's the ninth batter of the inning for the Zephyrs. And the Colt 45s on the complete other side of the coin so far tonight. And it's Brendan Lister to the plate. And on deck is Jason Stevens, the man who tattooed the baseball earlier this inning to lead things off. Runners at the corner with two outs in a 4-1 ball game. Time called now. Stepping out is the right-hand hitting Lister. Now steps back in.
Yeah, an opportunity here for the Zephyrs after going 3-up, 3-down in the first inning to bat all the way through the order here in the second. Talk about a turnaround.
Pettingill's delivery, swing and a miss for strike one. Got him with the off-speed. No balls and one strike with two gone. He'll dig back in. Some Shasta College kids on this roster as well for the Zephyrs. So open stance for the righty, deep in the box. The 0-1 as the runners take their leads from the corners. Bowen holding on the runner at first. This one's taken wide and outside. Throw down to second base. It's taken by the shortstop.
Oh,
and now play back at the plate and out at home. A 2-6-2 double play to catch Brendan Fox running. And that's one way to get a caught stealing. It was a throw intended to catch the runner, O'Connell, at second base. And it was cut off by Carroll, the shortstop. Glove came down with it after the errant throw. Snared it, climbing the ladder, set his feet, made a strong throw home where the tag was applied by Dominguez, and the side is retired. But damage done. Four runs on a handful of hits for the Zephyrs, and after 1.5 complete, it's 4-1. Zephyrs lead going Colt 45s.
Tonight's Colt 45s game is brought to you by Diamond Cove Roofing. Never re-roof again, ever. The doom and gloom of being forced to re-roof your old roof simply because a roofer says so has officially ended. We have entered the era of roofing sustainability. Instead of re-roofing, keep your existing roof for just a fraction of the cost. Give Diamond Cove Roofing a call at 530-941-9035. That's 530-941-9035.
Redding area homeowners, stop being told your only option for your old roof is to buy a new one. Actually, never re-roof it again. Redding, California's Diamond Coat Roof Restoration offers homeowners real, actual restoration that saves tens of thousands of dollars compared to replacements. At Diamond Coat, we offer best of class, American-made, high-performance, clear acrylic barrier systems that actually seal the shingles, lock in the granules, and protect your roof from NorCal's extreme weather. The Diamond Coat system is unique and also nothing like the vegetable oil-based restoration being sold in our area. This is an actual invisible barrier designed specifically to protect your shingle roof, not just make it look newer. These are hard times, and restoring your roof over replacing it at a third of the cost is without a doubt one of the best investments you can make in 2026. Call 530-941-9035, 530-941-9035, or visit www.diamond-coat.com.
Tyler Zanizer to the plate here with a 1-1 count facing off against Rashard in the bottom half of the second. Laces one right at the second baseman, gliding to his left. Pops with the full extension. That is out number one. A smooth play over there at second base.
Yeah, incredible heads-up play by Pops. Just a few steps to his left, makes a full reach for it, gives a nod back to Rashard, who tips the cap to him, obviously saving him from a hit there. Zanizer really good looking hit, and obviously swinging away from the second baseman as well in pops. I can't believe he was able to make a grab there, full leap, full extension, making a play like a wide receiver would.
An inside-out play, inside-out swing from Van Nuys, and a fantastic play by the second baseman pops, ranging to his left. He was shaded up the middle with the right-hand batter, and about four or five steps on the line shot that was, I mean, cutting away from him, able to get the glove out there and snare it. That is 9 times out of 10 a base hit.
Right.
That's just a great, great play on the defensive side for Brendan Pops. Now here's the 1-0 delivery to Fernando Dominguez, the catcher, on the plate outside for ball two. So two balls and no strikes to the backstop for the Colt 45s. From the first base side, Richard winds and deals, check swing, taken low. Good AB here for Dominguez as he's getting pitched around just a little bit. Deep in the box with a slightly open stance for the left-hand hitter. Richard kicks and deals the 3-0, sails it way upstairs for ball four, and there's another walk for the Colt 45s, and if they can keep up that free pass, stringing together with some hits, they're definitely not going to be out of this ball game at any point. They've had four walk-offs on the year, and just you can never count them out of a ball game. He's going to get a courtesy runner as well, as it will be the five of
Timmy Ayers over there taking first base.
Timmy Ayers.
Or Dominguez.
I had to think about that. I was thinking Ayers was in the lineup.
Yeah.
I was thinking I had the wrong name.
Each day looks a little bit different for the Colt 45s this year, which is a little bit different, again, than previous campaigns. I do feel like they do their best to give everyone some burn, but I feel like last year we had a more specific and sturdy starting lineup, usually. But more consistent, rather.
It is a testament to the usefulness of this ball club
right,
as well.
And the depth.
Everyone's kind of just getting burned. Yeah, the depth as well.
Kickoff attempt there.
In with the right hand. That was a good pick all around by Righty Burchard. Paulo's right hand hitter, open stance. With the runner on first, shaded up the middle. The third baseman camping in on the grass. This one's popped up. Might be out of play. First baseman giving chase Lister toward the front face of the dugout and just enough real estate, but he drops it. He overran it momentarily, had to reach up above his head and couldn't quite snare it.
Yeah, I'm sure he thought that one was getting onto the dugout, and then it ended up coming back towards the infield line. Close at all, but able to get a glove on it. Tough play to make, for sure.
Yeah, Paulo's staying alive.
I mean, that's a strike regardless, so not too big of a deal.
Especially at first base, very difficult, reaching toward the front part of the dugout as well. A roof that doesn't jut out too much, but just a hair.
Yeah.
Here's the 0-2 delivery from Connor Burchard. Breaking ball is a ground ball toward the shortstop. Love flips the second for one, the relay to first, no relay to first, as Paulus with a hard 90, able to reach on the fielder's choice. But erased is Timmy Ayers on the 6-4. I will bring up the top of the order in Mark Anthony Carroll.
Yeah, and two outs away here. Mark Anthony Carroll looking just to get contact. Allow Deegan Paulos, he's a pretty quick guy. Allow him to get his way around, possibly get in scoring, or definitely get in scoring position, possibly get around the scores. Pickoff attempt. They may have got him there. They're going to call him safe. Close one there. A little slip there coming in from Paulos on his way back to first base. Richard so far has been, these pickoff attempts so far in this inning have been on a dime. Keeping these runners honest here early. The wind continues to pick up here at Tiger Field.
Just flying around. Swing and a miss on this breaking ball. Chased it down low. He went fishing, came back with an empty net. That's strike two. Now peering in. Runner takes his lead from first. That's Paulos. Definitely a threat on the base pass with above average speed. Now the 0-1 taking on the outside corner right at the belt for a called strike two. Now checking over his shoulder from the first base side. Kicks and deals is Burchard out of the stretch. The 0-2 breaking ball at the bottom of the zone. Takes him up. Strike three called. Carroll knew it. He's down on strikes. And the side is retired. The Colt 45s threaten, but they fail to score as they leave one aboard. Here as two innings are complete, 4-1, the Concord Zephyrs lead the Colt 45s.
It's brought to you by Diamond and Company Roofing. Never re-roof again, ever. The doom and gloom of being forced to re-roof your old roof simply because a roofer says so has officially ended. We have entered the era of roofing sustainability. Instead of re-roofing, keep your existing roof for just a fraction of the cost. Give Diamond Coat Roofing a call at 530-941-9035. That's 530-941-9035.
Redding area homeowners, stop being told your only option for your old roof is to buy a new one. Actually, never re-roof it again. Redding, California's Diamond Coat Roof Restoration offers homeowners real, actual restoration that saves tens of thousands of dollars compared to replacements. At Diamond Coat, we offer best of class, American-made, high-performance, clear acrylic barrier systems that actually seal the shingles, lock in the granules, and protect your roof from NorCal's extreme weather. The Diamond Coat system is unique and also nothing like the vegetable oil-based restoration being sold in our area. This is an actual invisible barrier designed specifically to protect your shingle roof, not just make it look newer. These are hard times, and restoring your roof, over-replacing it at a third of the cost is without a doubt one of the best investments you can make in 2026. Call 530-941-9035, 530-941-9035, or visit www.diamond-coat.com.
Right-hand hitter Brendan Lister to the plate. He'll be followed by Jason Stevens and then Max McTiggy. Let's take you the rest of the way through this third inning. Ended up with Spencer.
Thank you, Jacob. As this one's going to miss just inside on Brendan Lister for ball one. I think you'll get his third inning of burn here in a 4-1 ball game that they do trail based off four runs coming off four hits in the top of the second. And I know as this one's called strike one as well, even up the count, I know Pettingill right now is probably thinking about that first pitch swinging home run coming from Stevens, the designated hitter who is currently on deck and will be faced here soon. And his job now, Pettingill, as this one misses for ball two, just low and inside. His job now is to make sure no extra runners are on base for Stevens, because we all can see, we have all seen already what he can do with the baseball and with the bat in his hands.
And yeah, just to mention that, it's good it was a solo shot. You think,
right,
oh, he got tagged, it was a hard hit baseball. This one's chopped foul down the third base side. And you, I don't want to say get scared, but it's just a little bit of a reality check of smoke covering all of the field momentarily, with the Tiger Field grill having a little bit of a, maybe didn't flip a burger on time or something. Not quite sure.
It happens.
But I mean, hey, who doesn't like a little char on their
there
burger?
You go.
I mean, just, oh, phenomenal. Especially with those R&R burger patties. I mean, I cram one of those just about every game. You've seen it.
I can vouch. Yes, you do. Brendan Lister in a 2-2 count here against Pettingill. Pettingill's still looking for his first strikeout of the night. Could it be here? No, this one's going to get hit into shallow outfield, and it's going to be a good-looking stand-up single for Brendan Lister, and that's how the third will begin.
Yeah, just a clean base hit. And getting aboard is Brendan Lister after he flew out to center his first time up. Clean single, and now see how they pitch here to Jason Stevens after he only saw one pitch, which also means Pettingill only threw one pitch to him. He doesn't really know, you know, how exactly this at-bat's going to go. Even stands for the big righty.
Yeah, I guess the one thing Pettingill does know is if he gets a hold of it, it will go out. So, good-looking pitch there called strike one, a little bit inside, but finds the zone. It's 0-1 count here, and no swing attempt there from Stevens.
Jason Stevens, a right-hand pitcher slash first baseman out of Brentwood, California. In the outside the East Bay toward the California Delta region.
It's a big cut and a miss there from Pettingill, or from Stevens, rather, via the pitch from Pettingill.
Great way to mix him up with a breaking ball there.
Right.
Threw a 12-6 curve in there just to throw him off. And now you'll see if he speeds it back up with a fastball, which is the pitch I believe he hit out in the second inning.
Here's the 0-2. Pettingill kicks and deals. Misses inside over the count of 1-2. Stevens
was
sacking off the plate just slightly there.
That was the breaking ball again. Trying to keep it low.
Not hit outable.
Yeah, You don't want anything up near the belt with this guy. I mean, probably, what would you say, 6'3", 6'4"?
Yeah, I was about to say, I wish you could see it on the roster. He's a tall guy. This one swung on down the third base line. Great play by Conklin. Looks to turn two. Gets out a second and a missed throw hitting the dugout.
They almost turned it around the horn.
Great opportunity there. Good play on third. The hot corner by Preston Conklin takes the fielder's choice. Stevens will advance to first, and I don't think he will be granted second as it did just hit the netting there of the dugout on that missed throw by second baseman Deegan Paulos. But they will get the more productive out there. So one out away, runner on first.
Yeah, and sliding into second base was Lister, and having to kind of throw over him was Deegan Paulos, who isn't the tallest guy out there at second base.
Right.
With Lister standing at probably about 6 foot. So just a little bit of a almost object in the way.
And a big cut there from Otigue, who doubled last inning and came around to score the second run of the night for the Concord Zephyrs.
Yeah, McTiggy tonight, he also hit the ball hard, but Pettingill's breaking ball tonight has been very impressive. It's been the fastball that it's been floating a little bit more up in the zone. As this one, he dots on the outside corner right at the belt. Perfect location, and you have to expect he'll go back to the breaking ball here.
Yeah, 0-2 count, one out away, runner on first here in a 4-1 ball game.
That breaking ball's just been working way too well for him tonight.
Absolutely. Still looking for his first strikeout of the night. Usually we see plenty of strikeouts from Lucas Pettingill, but he's got to be careful with the way he pitches to this team. A lot of heavy hitters, especially early in this lineup. I'm going to take you looking to add on as this one swung down the first base line. Club play by Patrick Bowen Jr. Looking to turn two, and it's going to just miss again, but keeping it in front of him. He goes the long way to shortstop Mark Anthony Carroll, getting out the furthest runner along as well, and then trying to make the throw back for the 6-3, but just misses. But Bowen does a good job keeping that in front of him. So it's going to be a 3-6 put out, and then a 6-3, or Motigi will reach via the fielder's choice on an attempted 6-3.
Yeah, that almost was disaster because it would have been safe at second base trying to get the lead runner. And every single time you get a slow chopper like that and you're a first baseman, you have time to get two. You charge it, you go to second, you get back to first base quick to make the play on the other end. And over there at shortstop, Mark Anthony Carroll, he had to make a fantastic pick at second base off the dirt on the low throw, picked it cleanly, got it to the hand, transferred very smooth, and made a strong throw to first. It was just a little bit off target, trying to hurry it there as this breaking ball drops in on the outside corner to the left-hand hitting Mason Renau.
Yeah, Renau now. 0-1 in the count. Renau now. There we go.
Say that 10 times.
So got a runner on first here, two outs away. Pettingill favored in the 0-1 count here. Top of the third. Most of Tiger Field here shaded away now. So that's deep parts of the outfield, specifically center field. As a pickoff attempt. Not much effort in it, but just keeping humble.
Yeah, just keeping him honest there. Honest and humble over there at first base. Keep him close.
Yeah, don't want to give any extra bases just off a few extra steps and getting a good jump on the ball with two outs as well. It's much easier to get a jump and steal that base. Here's the 0-1 swung back, fouled off, and it will be an 0-2 count now. So it hits the netting. Front row. So the front row of the Tiger Field stands here.
A souvenir.
Some of the best seats in the house. That remains 0-2, two outs away, in a 4-1 ball game. Pettingill still searching for his first strikeout, swung on hard here, finding some open grass in right center field, and it's going to be a double here, and holding at third is going to be Motegi, so it's going to be a double for Renau. Runners now in scoring position, and looking to tag on some runs for Rajas here for his second at-bat of the night. Good looking hit there into right center field. Obviously, Zanheiser able to collect the ball and get it back in. But nothing he could really do, of course. Glad he didn't allow a run to come across there, but did about the best he could as that was hit on a rope right over the head of Deegan Paulos at second. And with the wind as well, just pushing towards that right field, Zanheiser having to make it a long run over as Pettingill hits the zone with a fastball on Barajas for strike one. Got two runners in scoring position here, and an out here to retire the side and leave the two stranded in scoring position would be huge here for the Colt 45s and for the confidence of Pettingill as well. Here's the 0-1. called as well on the inside corner.
Yeah, just some fantastic pieces of hitting. I mean, they are able to the ball. And when you're hitting the baseball like that, you need to play some tight defense. You need to have a really well-established pitcher out there. And Pettingill is getting his reps in tonight, facing off against some great hitters.
Right, and here's the 0-2 check swing. They say he win, and that is going to be a first strikeout of the night for Lucas Pettingill and the Colt 45s as Concord Zephyrs threaten but do not score. Runners stranded on 2 and 3rd. A pair stranded, and the score remains 4-1 as we head to the bottom of the third inning. Colt 45s due up for some offense.
Tonight's Colt 45s game is brought to you by Diamond Coat Roofing. Never re-roof again, ever. Cutting-edge advancements in highly permeable polymers and acrylics specifically designed for older shingle roofs has paved the way for restoration. Instead of re-roofing, keep your existing roof just for a fraction of the cost. Give Diamond Coat Roofing a call at 530-941-9035.
Redding area homeowners, stop being told your only option for your old roof is to buy a new one. Actually, never re-roof it again. Redding, California's Diamond Coat Roof Restoration offers homeowners real, actual restoration that saves tens of thousands of dollars compared to replacements. At Diamond Coat, we offer best of class, American-made, high-performance, clear acrylic barrier systems that actually seal the shingles, lock in the granules, and protect your roof from NorCal's extreme weather. The Diamond Coat system is unique and also nothing like the vegetable oil-based restoration being sold in our area. This is an actual invisible barrier designed specifically to protect your shingle roof, not just make it look newer. These are hard times, and restoring your roof, over replacing it at a third of the cost, is without a doubt one of the best investments you can make in 2026. Call 530-941-9035, 530-941-9035, or visit www.diamond-coat.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California, as we are in the bottom of the third inning. Preston Conklin due up, followed by Tyson Bragg, followed by designated hitter Braden Chiarito. In a 4-1 ball game here in the bottom of the third, if Conklin and Bragg could find their way on, designated hitter Braden Chiarito could tie the game up with one swing of the bat, which we have seen before, not in this series as of yet, but in this campaign, as check swing. Preston Conklin is going to take strike one. As check swing did not matter. Called strike. And Burchard getting his third full inning of work here. And showing bunt here is Conklin, and it's going to make the play around. It is going to be out number one. Bunted. Couldn't quite hit that third baseline. It goes right back up to Burchard. Burchard makes a good jump on it, and it's going to be a 1-3 put out, and that is how the bottom of the third will begin here. So one out away here in the 4-1 ball game. Tyson Bragg due up, who struck out swinging in the first. And again, some great offense has been seen all in the second inning from this Concord Zephyrs offense. And their defense has been pretty solid as well, holding the Colt 45s just one run through 2 1/3 innings so far, as Burchard hits the upper end of the strike zone here for strike number one. So yeah, the Colt 45s are going to need to get some runs here, obviously, to stay in this ball game, but not just tie it or get up a run or two, as this one's called strike two. Bragg disagrees. Matters doesn't matter nonetheless. Here's the 0-2 coming in from Burchard. Swung off the plate, and it's going to stay fair. And Burchard will be safe, and that is going to be a nice single there from Tyson Bragg, as Burchard tried to make his way back to first. Brendan Lister having to go off his home at first base to make the grab, and Burchard couldn't quite beat out Tyson Bragg to get to first. So it will be a single on just a little chopper that looked like it hit the plate and then made its way fair. It's a single nonetheless. Now Braden Chiarito, the left-handed batter, with an opportunity to cut into this deficit and get runners in scoring position. Chiarito walked, took a 5-pitch walk as this one misses high for ball one. Took a 5-pitch walk before being stranded on third base. Was Chiarito. Richard looking off Tyson Bragg on first base, being held on by Liston, as this one's going to hit the inside corner for strike one. One count here. Richard with a pair of strikeouts, one in each inning so far, looking to get his second on the night, or third on the night, as pickoff attempt is unsuccessful. But keeping Tyson Bragg honest there over there on first base. Richard and Lister a few times tonight have played their own little game of catch there, just keeping runners from having any too big of leads. As runner does go, Bragg's going to have to get down, and they're going to say they got him for out number two, and it's going to be an incredible pickoff there. How about that? The back pick attempt coming from behind the plate all the way out to second, and Tyson Bragg is going to be caught trying to steal second for out number two.
I mean, McTiggy, that was a huge jump by the runner on. Was going to get the steal off the pitcher, had to dive to the backside of second base, and somehow that throw and the pop time from McTiggy behind the dish made up for it, made an absolute unit of a throwback there, and was able to get the out. That was a beautiful, just that's how you're supposed to play baseball.
Textbook.
Yeah, not giving up on the play. It was, again, a huge jump and almost in there, but Bragg, yeah, caught stealing.
And now, count, if I'm not mistaken, is 1-2. Opportunity for Burchard to get the punch out. This one swung into deep right field, giving chase at the wall and making the grab to retire the side. Hand all the way up towards the wall. Almost had the way with the wind to carry out, but Rinal able to stay under it, and that is going to be a flyout to 9 in. 1-2-3, up and down go the Colt 45s, and we'll be heading to the top of the fourth inning where your Colt 45s will trail with a score of 4-1.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Diamond Coat Roofing. Never re-roof again, ever. The doom and gloom of being forced to re-roof your old roof, simply because a roofer says so, has officially ended. We've entered the era of roofing sustainability, cutting-edge advancements in highly permeable polymers and acrylics specifically designed for older shingle roofs have paved the way for restoration instead of re-roofing. Keep your existing roof for just a fraction of the cost, and give Diamond Coat Roofing a call at 530-941-9035.
Reading area homeowners, stop being told your only option for your old roof is to buy a new one. Actually, never re-roof it again. Redding, California's Diamond Coat Roof Restoration offers homeowners real, actual restoration that saves tens of thousands of dollars compared to replacements. At Diamond Coat, we offer best of class, American-made, high-performance, clear acrylic barrier systems that actually seal the shingles, lock in the granules, and protect your roof from NorCal's extreme weather. The Diamond Coat system is unique and also nothing like the vegetable oil-based restoration being sold in our area. This is an actual invisible barrier designed specifically to protect your shingle roof, not just make it look newer. These are hard times, and restoring your roof, over replacing it at a third of the cost, is without a doubt one of the best investments you can make in 2026. Call 530-941-9035, 530-941-9035, or visit www.diamond-coat.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California, as we're in the top of the fourth inning. First pitch, swing and a miss there, coming in from Pettingill on the eighth batter in the lineup, Moon. Will be an 0-1 count here early on, as the lights have yet to be turned on at Tiger Field, but they will be momentarily, as this one's fouled down the third baseline and being an 0-2 count, as Tiger Field is now fully shaded, apart from that little sliver of sun in deep right center field off that Sun Oaks advertisement there.
And
banner.
Your favorite palm tree way out there.
There you go. No, absolutely. That's not technically in Tiger Field, is it? It's just on the outskirts. It's about where Stevens is about to hit that ball. Just on the opposite end.
Is it a Tiger Field? I don't even think it's at Tiger Field property. I think it's across at the Cal Fire Station. This one swung on and missed by Moon.
Yeah, and that'll be the second strikeout of the night for Pettingill. Back-to-back strikeouts, and looks like he's finally finding himself here. Not that he's pitched poorly, but again, just anything straight down the strike zone is going to be swung on and swung on hard, as the Zephyrs have proven so far. And this is going to be a long series for the Colt 45's pitchers and the bullpen following, no matter what, whether they're pitching well or poorly. And you got to be careful on what part of the zone you hit. So they need to be on their A game if they want an opportunity here. And I don't expect anything different, though, than three great games here at Tiger Field this weekend.
I would say the same. And this is a case, as this one's just a bit up and away for ball one, two pops. 8-9-1 as the lights come on. Still very long ways away from taking full effect, of course. As a break in the action, the home plate umpire, Jose Villa, granting Pettingill some time as he steps off for a second.
I do believe we got a 1-1 count here for pops.
Yeah, there are some adjustments with the scoreboard as well.
Here's the pitch. This is just low. It'll bring the count to 2-1. One out away here in the top of the fourth inning. A 4-1 ball game. All five runs coming in the first and the second.
And one. I think the trick for me is have you call the innings to have them speed up. Yeah. But also part of it is Pettingill, when he gets a strikeout, he's efficient.
Absolutely.
And it's those the unproductive outs.
But now Pops having an opportunity to work the walk here. A 3-1 count. Pettingill looking to keep it going. This one's chopped on right back to Pettingill. It's going to go over his head, but Deegan Paulus able to make the play. No, he will not, unfortunately, not able to corral that one. And it is going to be an E4, and Pops will reach via the air.
That's the third error tonight by the 45s, at least on account of my scorecard.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that second one for Paulus, and that one he definitely should have had. The first one, a little more questionable, but a tough play to make with the sun in your eyes. But this one, no excuse there. Definitely one he should have had, and a little unfortunate.
Yeah, just corkscrewing all around, unfortunately,
right
on that infield grass. I got to it before the transition to dirt, but again, you can get to it as fast as you want to. At the end of the day, the spin on the ball is sometimes a little too tough to handle. This one's taken low and in for ball one to the top of the order, and Chase Lewis.
Yeah, and Lewis on the night has grounded out and flown out, but did bring a run across on that fly out to left field. It'd be tough to bring a run around to score again here, but it is possible. We've seen it before. Chase Lewis swings this one back up towards Pettingill. Carroll able to drag the foot and turn a double play. An incredible play by Kenny Carroll. Makes the grab while dragging the foot across second base, and then the 6-3 put out the other direction. An incredible double play. No appeal coming, and it looks like that will retire the side. What a play by Mark Anthony Carroll. Textbook and characteristic from him.
That was a thing of beauty. Gathered the baseball just to the left field side of the second base bag. The closest thing to a toe tap in baseball you'll ever see. Drug his back foot. Again, textbook, like you said, Spencer. Kicked the bag, made a strong throw to first on target. And 6-3, Taylor made. Carroll turns it through 3.5. The Colt 45's on top by a score of 4-1. Give Diamond Coat Roofing a call at 530-941-9035 because the doom and gloom of being forced to re-roof your old roof, simply because the roofer says so, has officially ended. Give Diamond Coat Roofing a call at 530-941-9035.
Reading area homeowners, stop being told your only option for your old roof is to buy a new one. Actually, never re-roof it again. Redding, California's Diamond Coat Roof Restoration offers homeowners real, actual restoration that saves tens of thousands of dollars compared to replacements. At Diamond Coat, we offer best of class, American-made, high-performance, clear acrylic barrier systems that actually seal the shingles, lock in the granules, and protect your roof from NorCal's extreme weather. The Diamond Coat system is unique and also nothing like the vegetable oil-based restoration being sold in our area. This is an actual invisible barrier designed specifically to protect your shingle roof, not just make it look newer. These are hard times, and restoring your roof, over replacing it at a third of the cost, is without a doubt one of the best investments you can make in 2026. Call 530-941-9035, 530-941-9035, or visit www.diamond-coat.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. We are in the bottom of the fourth inning. Patrick Bowen Jr. due up, the first baseman for the Colt 45s, who singled back in the first inning, followed by Adrian Lopez and Tyler Zanheiser batting through the heart of the lineup. As this one's going to miss just high, it'll bring the count to 1-0. 4-1 in this ball game, led by the Concord Zephyrs. as this one's going to miss just outside to bring the count to 2-0. Now an opportunity for Bowen Jr. to work the walk and just get some tucks on the pond here for the Colt 45's offense. Here's the 2-0 from Burchard, swung on. It's going to spin towards the shortstop, and an easy grab on the infield. It's going to be a fly out to the shortstop for out number one here.
Yeah, easy can of corn for the shortstop, Barajas. That was, again, just routine, and that's kind of been defense tonight for the Zephyrs as well.
Yeah, now due up Adrian Lopez, right-handed batter who grounded out to third on a great play by third baseman. As this one swung on hard to right field, it's going to find some grass. Possibly we'll take a one hop. But the good-looking single first pitch swinging from Adrian Lopez. And finally, we've seen another hit here that hopefully will stay on this time, unlike the third inning for Adrian Lopez and the Colt 45s. And we're now doing a great job, as mentioned, to keep that in front of him. That ball got down on the grass in a hurry with some help from the wind, just kind of spiraling, corkscrewing its way down, but Rennell pursuing that quickly, and just a one-hop and able to throw back in for an easy single. Now Tyler Zanheiser, who flew up to second, but in one of the best-looking flyouts you could possibly have.
Yeah, just, a line shot cutting away from the second baseman, Pops. And
incredible play by Pops.
Just great stuff. So we've had a lot more goose eggs now here in this ball game, and hopefully I didn't speak too soon. Quick pickoff sent back toward first, just barely diving to the backside of the bag as the same time as that throw came in, and had he not dove to the backside of the bag, Patrick Bowen, or Adrian Lopez rather, would have been out.
Yeah, and Burchard, as mentioned last inning, Burchard and Lister have been on the same page here, a lot close ones, and Sanheiser's going to rip one towards second, or towards short rather, and they will just go for the 6-3 putout. Runner advances, but Zanheiser will not reach first base. Lopez on second now in scoring position. Zanheiser does what he can, but two outs away, will advance a runner 90 feet.
Yeah, Lopez breaking on the play and was able to take away the double play, so that was a good call there. But, again, it's Zanheiser's beating that out if they do try and turn two on it, even if the runner wasn't going.
And now Fernando Dominguez for his second opportunity here at the plate, where he walked in the second inning before being thrown out in a part of a double play as he swings and misses at the first pitch here from Burchard. It's an 0-1 count. Runner on second in scoring position is Adrian Lopez. Catcher tonight, Dominguez. Left-handed batter as well. Seeing a lot of that with 445s this year, he'll watch one miss just high and even up the count one apiece. 4-1 is still the score, and it has been since the top of the second. In favor of the Concord Zephyrs, Colt 45's trail 3 now. After bringing one run across in the bottom of the first, as this one's going to just miss the zone. It's a close one in. Now possibly a pickle. And the ball will cower him, and an opportunity to go for third, he will hold instead. Heel after the pitch coming in, but Tiggy did a great job of holding him true, makes the throw to third base as Lopez is halfway there, having turned around to make its way back, and then from third base making the throw was Moon. Over to second baseman Pops, and it goes just past Pops, and look for a second. Lopez was going to try to get to third base, but he decides to hold. So, a lot of fireworks, nothing going on there, though. Runner stays put.
Yeah, that was, that could have been disastrous.
Absolutely. 45, as this one swung foul right over our heads, and it will even count 2-2. It'll be a souvenir for a kiddo or an adult at the ballpark here at Tiger Field. It'll even the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs away in this 4-1 ball game. Runner on second, and Domingo's down to his last strike. Trying to bring across Adrian Lopez. Here's the swing foul back, and it'll remain 2-2.
Just getting a piece of it.
We can find that tree.
Just barely.
And the wind continuing to pick up here, from blowing from left to right, favoring the left-handed hitters here tonight, or possibly the right-handed, depending on where you make contact with the ball.
I just wish which way it's going to push out.
And just a pickoff attempt coming from Bouchard back to second, making sure Lopez stays on. No bot call, no hesitation for it whatsoever, so still don't have the eye for that. Still looked a little unnatural to me. Hopefully by the end of this campaign, I will be able to watch a pitcher's approach and say, oh, yeah, that's a balk.
I mean,
you live and learn.
If it makes you feel better, I've been watching baseball about as long as I've been alive.
As this one swung on. And it might be able to find some grass, but it is going to make the grab in deep short. It's a great play there. Good contact from Dominguez, but grab going back is Barajas, and that will retire the side. 445-10, but they do not score. And the score remained 4-1 as we head to the fifth inning, just over an hour into this ball game.
Tonight's sponsor is Diamond Coat Roofing. The doom and gloom of being forced to re-roof your old roof
simply because the roofer says so has officially ended.
We've entered the era of roofing sustainability. Give Diamond Coat Roofing a call at 530-941-9035.
Reading area homeowners, stop being told your only option for your old roof is to buy a new one. Actually, never re-roof it again. Reading, California's Diamond Coat Roof Restoration offers homeowners real, actual restoration that saves tens of thousands of dollars compared to replacements. At Diamond Coat, we offer best of class, American-made, high-performance, clear acrylic barrier systems that actually seal the shingles, lock in the granules, and protect your roof from NorCal's extreme weather. The Diamond Coat system is unique and also nothing like the vegetable oil-based restoration being sold in our area. This is an actual invisible barrier designed specifically to protect your shingle roof, not just make it look newer. These are hard times, and restoring your roof, over replacing it at a third of the cost, is without a doubt one of the best investments you can make in 2026. Call 530-941-9035, 530-941-9035, or visit www.diamond-coat.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in the top of the fifth inning. Your 45s, Grail, 4-1 against the Concord Zephyrs. To take you the rest of the way through the fifth, here is Jacob Green.
Thank you, Spencer. Leading things off here will be Sean O'Connell, left-hand batter, followed by Brendan Lister, and then Jason Stevens for these Zephyrs. Facing off against Pettingill, who's settled in a little bit better now, at least in those things that Spencer called, as he bounces this one in there for a cold ball one. Here in the top half of the fifth inning, the wind calming down a little bit. The clouds all around us have started changing colors as dusk begins to fall. The lights are on here at Tiger Field. The 1-0 reach for foul back. Even the count of a one ball, one strike. Nobody on. Just the breeze just barely blowing out now here at a 75-degree top of the fifth inning. And bluebird skies up above the ballpark. No clouds above it anymore here at Tiger Field. Breaking ball fluttered in there on the inside corner for a called strike two. Great pitch there from Pettingill. That's that breaking ball yet again from the righty. Out of the windup from the third base side. Winds and deals the 1-2. Reached for, hit in the air toward left, giving chase as Lopez along with Carroll. And on the run toward foul territory, angling toward the line, will squeeze it for out number one.
Yeah, good grab out there and left by Tyson Bragg. Again, Danheiser usually the one we'll see patrolling left field. Or we'll see Timmy Ayers out there every once in a while as well. But a great job there. Bragg making the grab for out number one, and that's the way you want to start the inning here.
Yeah. Can't ask for anything better from your defense when they can chase the baseball down.
Right.
If you're going to hit it up in the air like that, it needs to be caught, especially with the minimal foul territory we have here. So first pitch, the right hand hitting Brendan Lister misses in the dirt for ball one.
Lister been busy on first base as well on the defensive side of things for the Colt 45s, or for the Concord Zephyrs, rather.
It's a 1-0 line shot toward the left center gap that will get down for a base hit. It's cut off by the left fielder Lopez before it gets to the wall.
And holding it first with a single is Lister. A solid knock. Yet again, you can hear it off the bat. And now Jason Stevens at the plate, who of course had that absolute monolith of a home run. And now some issues with the second base bag. It's the same story as a couple of weekends ago against Alameda Anchors, where both times that second base bag, the moorings of it would not go all the way in, and as it gets jostled loose multiple times. And now they'll look to fix that. They have that special scraper that can reach down probably about an inch wide. Fits perfectly in where the moorings of the base go. You go in there and pull all the extra dirt out that, I mean, undoubtedly happened when someone slid into second base. So break in the action. Again, that breeze still steadily blowing out. What a showing tonight from both ball clubs tonight. Here just a little over an hour through our ball game. And in the top half of this fifth inning, one aboard for the Zephyrs. And folks, if you were wondering like us, what in the world a Zephyr is, it is defined as a soft, mild, and gentle breeze, and also refers to Zephyrus, the Greek god of the wind. We also got word from our producer back in the studio, David Wiley, that it is some sort of mythological horse being. So, all sorts of fun stuff that a Zephyr is. It's also a piece of clothing, apparently, in terms of fashion and textiles. So, you know, and if there's one thing uncharacteristic of this team, it would be a Zephyr, because the ball has done anything but be a Zephyr off their bats tonight.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And speaking of, Brennan Stevens up here again. Big cut. This one's going to get fouled back for strike number one. I'd like to mention real quick, I don't know why, just caught my eye, just to the right of us in the ballpark, or out, right outside the ballpark, just the fluffiest of clouds you could imagine out here.
I was going to mention them at some point as they start to turn that crepuscule hour colors of the orange, the purple.
Yeah.
That's the first cloudy, somewhat cloudy night we've had here at Tiger Field this year. It's mostly been higher temperatures and a thing of beauty, nonetheless. Some cumulus clouds out there. I mean, almost looking like when there was fires a couple summers ago. This is when this was blowing away. Some plumes of smoke out there. The white smoke once they got water on that big fire down near Chico.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, same place, but thankfully these clouds are actual just clouds. But, I mean, they look like mashed potatoes out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Flooded ones. Mashed potatoes out there, absolutely.
It reminds me of the book, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Right, there you go.
Oh, one foul back to the screen for strike two. Which, again, if you're old like me, you know the book, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, before the movie was even an idea.
I didn't know there was a book. Not going to lie.
Yeah, it's one of those kids' books from way back in the day. When I was just a young buck. One ball and two strikes. And the pitch from Pettingill, late kick. Breaking ball misses low and away. Couldn't get him to chase it. Tried to paint the black on the outside corner. The Colt 45 is that double play depth. That wind picking back up, blowing straight out towards center field toward the 406 mark. Yeah, and clouds all around the ballpark, but bluebird skies overhead. The 2-2 off the plate outside. And that will fill the count up at three balls and two strikes with the runner on first.
And now it's scary because you essentially have to hit the frame here. You have to hit the zone if you're Pettingill against Stevens, unless you want to give him a free 90 feet, which I'm sure he's going to bet on himself here.
Runner goes, ground ball toward third, gobbled up by the third baseman Conklin. He's going to fire across in time for the 5-3 put out. Great piece of base running there by Lister to take off on the play with the 3-2 count.
Yeah, I was just about to mention, if Lister doesn't go there, that's a great chance of going around the horn for a 5-4-4-3 or 5-4-3.
Which would be for the second time tonight as well.
Right.
Have to mention that.
Good play by Conklin on the hot corner again. Just spin everything in front of him, and he gloves it quick, and he makes a nice, strong, powerful throw on a dime every single time.
And the exit velocity that's coming off the bat at.
Right.
It was on a couple of bounces toward him. He had to gobble it up at the 5-hole, kind of smother it, essentially. He was a open stance, very vertical for the right-hand inning Tiggy. Breaking ball is a line shot fouled on the left field line. Just a little bit early on it.
And again, just even the foul ball is just high octane coming off the bat there. The ball is getting smacked around here tonight.
And you can hear it.
Yeah.
I don't know if our mics pick it up that well, but we can hear it in our in-ears.
Yeah, I sure hope so. Yeah, again, just to go back to that second inning, paint the picture again from Stevens, that home run pretty much stopped us in our tracks. We kind of just sat there and watched as we just heard a pop.
And again, that's
while on there.
That's not something I've seen here at
Tiger
Field.
No, me either.
And we know it can be a launch pad. Here's the 0-1 breaking ball, misses inside.
Again, it looked like it was going to be like a 20 to 25 run game. Cumulative, of course, has now been stuck at 4-1 since the top of the second inning, which is more or less a little bit surprising.
Well, you forgot. This is my inning we're calling, so anything can happen.
There you go. No, that's a good point.
We know it's not going to be efficient. That's for your innings.
If you ever want to go to bed and you're tired out here at Tiger Field, you just tap it on over.
Here's the 1-1 breaking ball, drops in the top of the zone for strike two. And it's really been the last couple of weeks specifically, but it is kind of funny how that works. Every other inning, I don't know if it has to do with the top or bottom of the lineup necessarily, especially because both the ball clubs in the last couple of weekends we faced have kind of scrambled our lineup every other night or so.
Right.
So 1-2 delivery from Pettingill. Swing! And a miss. Got to chase the breaking ball. And the side is retired. One hit. They strand one aboard. No runs. Scratched across by the Zephyrs as they threaten, but they fail to score. We're halfway through our ball game tonight. After 4.5, the Zephyrs lead your Colt 45 by a score of 4-1.
Tonight's Colt 45's game is brought to you by Diamond Coat Roofing. Never re-roof again, ever. The doom and gloom of being forced to re-roof your old roof simply because a roofer says so has officially ended. We have entered an era of roofing sustainability. Instead of re-roofing, keep your existing roof for just a fraction of the cost. Give Diamond Coat Roofing a call at 530-941-9035. That's 530-941-9035.
Reading area homeowners, stop being told your only option for your old roof is to buy a new one. Actually, never re-roof it again. Redding, California's Diamond Coat Roof Restoration offers homeowners real, actual restoration that saves tens of thousands of dollars compared to replacements. At Diamond Coat, we offer best of class, American-made, high-performance, clear acrylic barrier systems that actually seal the shingles, lock in the granules, and protect your roof from NorCal's extreme weather. The Diamond Coat system is unique and also nothing like the vegetable oil-based restoration being sold in our area. This is an actual invisible barrier designed specifically to protect your shingle roof, not just make it look newer. These are hard times, and restoring your roof, over replacing it at a third of the cost, is without a doubt one of the best investments you can make in 2026. Call 530-941-9035, 530-941-9035, or visit www.diamond-coat.com.
And welcome back here for this bottom of the fifth inning. I'm Jacob Green, joined by Spencer Schlinge here with you. It's Paulos Carroll and Conklin due up to face off against the new reliever for the Zephyrs. It's a southpaw on in relief of Brashard. I believe it's Jake Fowakasha, the southpaw, left-handed pitcher, to face off. Left-on-right matchup here with Paulos, who reached on the fielder's choice his first and only time up, as a beautiful sunset all around us, those fluffy clouds turning all sorts of orange and purple hue. Here's the 1-0 from the lefty working from the third base side. Paulos with some family in attendance up near the netting taking some video. This one will miss low to make the count 2-2. Now he'll dug back in, wave the wood back and forth. Readies again. This one skips in there all the way to the backstop for ball 3. So a 3-0 count on Deacon Paulos on the back half of our ball game now. Now the delivery from the lefty. Kicks and deals the 3-0. Fastball right down Broadway. A called strike 1 to the second baseman. Hearing in comes set. Glove up near his back shoulder. Rocks and deals. Misses low for ball 4. Paulos looks a lot. And the leadoff man is aboard trying to get something going here for the 45s. Will be the top of the order and Mark Anthony Carroll, who's over tonight.
Yeah, and a good opportunity for Mark Anthony Carroll to get on the right side of Nat Bat here. Obviously not the perfect start as he struck out swinging and flew out to right in the first and second inning, but again, first time up since the second inning, so he's got time to get right and do what we all know he can, both on the offensive and defensive side of things, and his defense has been superb, per usual, here tonight.
Can't say enough about his defense.
Right.
Especially as a leadoff batter, you'd want to see his bat do a little bit better, but you'll take the defense any day of the week. And third baseman Moon playing in on the grass right here, watching for the bunt. The flag's out in center field, a little tangled up at the moment. Now they come untangled. Here's a line shot the other way toward right field. It will get down for a base hit. A turn at second, but holding there is Paulos as Mark Anthony Carroll on cue collects his first hit of the night.
And Paulos doing a great job of slowing down there. It looked like he was getting around second to be caught in a little predicament, but my knees hurt just watching him slow down there. Big halting, screeching halt, rather.
That's the soccer player in you.
Yeah,
you know how to throw
the
brakes on when you need to.
Hard cuts and stuff like that. I don't know. Not like I used to be able to. Used to be able to play five games in 2 days and feel fine. Want to go play pickup or whatever.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, now you sound
game
like
a week. Yeah.
Now they bring
They
bring the corners in on the right end hitting Conklin, who's a threat to bunt. Now some dust being kicked up. Time called by the first baseman who gets some in his eye. Time granted by Jose Villa. Now everyone returns back.
Yeah, the wind again just playing with all of us.
Yeah.
Blowing every which way.
It wasn't originally a factor, and then it picked up right around first pitch as if it knew. And now it becomes a factor here. The 1-0 off the plate outside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes on Preston Conklin, who has tripled tonight toward that right center gap and then grounded out to the second baseman. Runners at first and second here with nobody out. John Downey, the third base coach, is going to have a word with Tyson Bragg in the on-deck circle. Here's the 2-0 delivery. This is way up and away for ball three. So some command issues for this new reliever, the southpaw, on in relief. And we don't have a number for him on the roster, but I have to assume, based on the information we do have, it is Jake Foca. Foca Oshoa. We'll figure it out.
Very cool last name, though, if that is him.
Here's a 3-0. Breaking ball misses way upstairs, and that will load the base as a four-pitch walk issued. I take that back. That was ball three. The scoreboard
Beats
had
me.
It wrong.
Beats me. I thought that was ball four as well.
My count was wrong. Everything was wrong.
I don't know if we've mentioned this as of yet, though. This is the tying run here at the plate, so it seems like it's been a moving game. The most important thing, Colt 45 is down three right now.
And now taken low away for ball four, so now everything back in order.
The catcher, Lodegy, had to make sure that was ball four. Took a few minutes back at the umpire before going up and having a word with his new pitcher.
Somewhat of a sarcastic look.
It wasn't frustrated, I don't think, but I thought that was in the zone as well. So just a quick look off, make sure he heard that right.
Now the manager of the Zephyrs will step out to the mound and have a quick chat here.
This is the best opportunity of the night now for the Colt 45s as well. Bases loaded. Yep. Go ahead and run up the plate.
One of the
Tyson Bragg.
Those like complicated but cool last names for baseball. There was a reliever for the A's back in, 2010, 2011. Frontino de los Santos. That is one heck of a name. And you know, it's like Pete Curl Armstrong where it fills up the back of the jersey. The hyphenated last name especially. But de los Santos, that's good stuff right there. That's a soccer name. A goal by De Los Santos.
There you go.
We'll come back in there for you.
Yeah, Mexican / South American last name. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, somewhere in that region for sure. Now the left-hand hitting Tyson Bragg, who's paid and got aboard back in the third as well.
The crowd getting involved now as well.
The tying run on board at first base. Takes a called strike one there at the bottom of the zone. Now carrying in the corners, playing in front of the runners, and then they're shaded up the middle. Barajas and pops it short at second base. Breaking ball drops just a bit inside on the inside corner. Off the inside edge, rather. Off the inside corner.
There's still no sign of quitting. This wind ripping papers up, and even seeing some blankets out here in June in Redding, California. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I mean, I did bring a quarter zip with me. I didn't check swing, but appeal, and they say it went around on it, and judging by my point of view, definitely did.
Yeah, I do think that's a good call as well. I was about to mention.
One ball and two strikes.
I'm glad I waited for you to mention first, though. You never know.
Yeah, let the veteran broadcaster.
Well, actually, the radio doesn't know. I could be like, oh, he took a big swing at it, but.
Yeah, that is.
You know, I don't want to lie. Yeah. Not to the good people.
Don't want to lie on the air. Come on.
One, two count here. Should
breaking
be
ball. That will. Oh, my goodness. Wow, that was. You know, we'll take it. Two balls and two strikes. There's a breaking ball that dropped in, backdoored the left-hand hitting Bragg, and I don't know where it missed. Might have been a bit high, I guess. But nonetheless, we'll do it again. Two balls and two strikes. Widening his stance here is Bragg. The 2-2 is a little bit late, fouls it off out of play, the third base side, as the count holds at two balls and two strikes. And now we'll do it again. This time with a new baseball as the kids go chase down the souvenir. Wind blowing out toward right center field. 370 to that right center gap. 310 down the right field line. 320 down the left field line. 358 to left center. 406 straight away. Bases loaded. Here in a 4-1, bottom of the fifth. Cole 45 down. Tying run at first. The 2-2 breaking ball fouled up and over our heads. This count holds at two balls and two strikes. And I just got word at the break, by the way. Foul ball came up here last night, hit right where we're sitting.
Oh.
So what are the odds?
That's something you love to hear.
Yeah. I mean, one of us would have been able to make a barehanded play on it. Pulled a Johnny Dosko.
That's actually so sad. That kind of hurts my heart a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, what can you do, you know?
Yeah.
Here's the 2-2. Misses upstairs. Sails it. That will fill the count up at three balls and two strikes. Three of the four batters that have been faced by Focaccia have been three balls and X amount of strikes.
Make that.
Now, payoff. Ducking out of the way and walking in a run is Focaccia, and it's a 4-2 ball game now.
Everyone, bases loaded.
Everyone moves up 90 feet, yeah, and the bases remain loaded.
Zero outs away. This is the beginning of a possible huge inning for the Colt 45s. And look who is up to the plate. Jacob, take it away from here.
I mean, Braden Chiarito, I called it earlier in the pregame show. I said, Chiarito, he's due for a homer tonight. Actually, it might have been before we went on air.
I did hear it, though. I can vouch.
Corners play in front of the runners. Breaking ball on the outside corner. If he gets that pitch again, he's going to pull it. Outside in, pull it all the way down inside that 310 marker, down the right field line. You mark my words.
Okay.
Sounds good?
Yeah.
That's that.
I'm just thinking about that. I'm swinging at that one for sure. I was going to mention, I'd like to think that I would.
Now, Mark Anthony Carroll chased back to first with a look back.
I would like to think, Jacob, that because of all you've done for me and all just the opportunity to be out here calling in the booth with you, I would let you make that barehanded play if a foul ball were to get back here, but the competitor in me would probably try to take it out of your hands.
The breaking ball is popped back toward the crowd. Bay side fan with a try and unable to make a play. Buries it underneath the seats. Yeah, I mean, we would have to compete for it. I just like to think I have a better chance there.
Yeah.
Just with a little bit more burn on the baseball field, but you just never know.
You should see me play work league softball, bro. You should see.
I was going to say, you also have a lot more burn playing softball.
Oh, so. I'm just kidding.
I do outweigh you by, you know, at least a few pounds. I might be able to just throw me over the fence.
Yeah,
I'll stiff arm you into the chain link fence up behind us. You know, got to battle for it. I did play center when I played basketball until ninth grade. The 0-2, reach for, hit in the air toward left, playable. O'Connell giving chase, shallow left, now medium depth, squeezes it. Carroll geeking on the play. The throw comes in hot. It would have sniped him by about 30 feet.
Yeah, smart play there by Carroll. I got really nervous for a minute. That almost over the radio waves. Was like, no, don't do that.
Hold the runners at first, second, and third. A business decision there by Mark Anthony Carroll.
Absolutely. And not a bad contact hit swing there by Chiarito. Just sat in the air a little too long. It ended up going a lot more shallow than I thought. I thought that was going to get back towards the warning track, which definitely would have brought a run around.
Yeah, it was. It looked like it was going to be maybe deep enough to challenge the arm of O'Connell.
Right.
But here in a 4-2 ball game, Now with only one out, you know, you just that's a risk you don't take. This one bounced in there. Cam off of the catcher McTiggy all the way to the backstop. No throw toward home. Everybody will move up 90 feet. Oh, it's 43. That tying run 90 feet away, and we almost have ourselves a brand new ball game. Runners at second and third now. That's Patrick Bowen Jr., who's 1-for-2 tonight. He singled and popped out to the shortstop. And, yeah, here we go. What's been indicative of the season so far, the longer, more extended innings, are brought to you by myself, Jacob Green, the efficient innings, somehow, some way, even if we scrambled it different than how we usually do.
Which we did today.
Brought to you by Spencer.
Which one, we did one. Just slightly different.
This is upstairs for ball two. Yeah, and now the corner, the whole infield playing in, they're going to want to gun down tying run at home here in this 4-3 ball game, and a 2-0 count on the left hand hitting Patrick Bowen Jr. As the lefty Kakashia delivers low for ball three. It's another 3-ball count for Kakashia.
And instantly some more work coming from this Zephyrs bullpen.
Now the 3-0 right down Broadway, called strike one. Comes back with a fastball. Nails it in there.
I will say I am just slightly surprised Burchard didn't get a fifth inning of work. Usually at least four is usually what they'll go through, I feel like, out here. Summer wouldn't bat league, you know how it is, trying to get everyone some burn. But, yeah, a solid outing so far, or tonight, and I wouldn't be surprised if we saw him again in this series.
Here's the 3-1 is popped up back toward us, but just a little bit too strong, and onto the snack shack. Three balls and two strikes. And, yeah, at the end of the day, it's about who can burn the most, or who can get the most time and the burn. But in this case, that kind of surprising that Burchard didn't go longer, at least qualify for the win and go five. But
right.
Might have been on a pitch count. This one's fouled down the first base side, out of play, chopped foul. And it's been a highly competitive baseball game so far. It's in the last three summer seasons I've called games, it's pretty rare that you have a team in the first game of the series come up here and put four runs on in an inning and then able to stifle the Colt 45 offense and also play fantastic defense here at Tiger Field, which is some sort of an Otter ballpark to an extent. Now the payoff with one out, runners at second and third. He's going to the shoulder of Bowen Jr. He'll wear it and take first base.
Yeah, wearing it in the full count, too. That takes some pride right there. He's getting a free 90 feet regardless, but decided to take that one on the shoulder. Couldn't get out of the way, of course, in time.
Yeah, just turning away from it, but to no avail. Now the slow walk out to the mound for the Zephyrs manager. He's going to go to the bullpen here. I believe. We'll see as he takes the baseball. And that will be it for Jake Fokashia. And we're going to have a break in the action here. It will be a new pitcher on in relief. We return after this. Adrian Gross out of Delta College will be facing off against Adrian Lopez. We will return after this here on Casey and Awe.
Redding area homeowners, stop being told your only option for your old roof is to buy a new one. Actually, never re-roof it again. Redding, California's Diamond Coat Roof Restoration offers homeowners real, actual restoration that saves tens of thousands of dollars compared to replacements. At Diamond Coat, we offer best of class,
American-made, high-performance, clear acrylic barrier systems that actually seal the shingles, lock in the granules, and protect your roof from NorCal's extreme weather. The Diamond Coat system is unique and also nothing like the vegetable oil-based restoration being sold in our area. This is an actual invisible barrier designed specifically to protect your shingle roof, not just make it look newer. These are hard times, and restoring your roof, over replacing it at a third of the cost, is without a doubt one of the best investments you can make in 2026. Call 530-941-9035. 530-941-9035 or visit www.diamond-coat.com.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Adrian Lopez, the left fielder, to the plate, facing off against Adrian Croce out of Walnut Creek, California, and Delta College. Corner infielders pulled in front of the runners. Bases loaded. Shaded up the middle is the shortstop, Barajas, and the second baseman, Pops. Here in this 4-3 ball game, swinging on this one, fouls it off the plate for a called strike one. One hit given up by Bacascia, two runs allowed, and he is responsible for the runners at first, second, and third currently. And with one out, Croce called into the game. Back-to-back southpaws, he's called into the game to do a little bit of janitorial work and hopefully shut down this Colt 45 offense, if you were the Zephyrs. Here's the first, one delivery. It's a breaking ball. Ducking out of the way, goes all the way to the backstop as Lopez thought it was going to plunk him on the head. Ducked forward. And just misses him. Count evens at one ball and one strike.
Yeah, and a good job getting out of the way of that one. That one would have not felt good wearing that anywhere.
Yeah, definitely a scary situation when that happens. Now waves the bat back and forth. Here's the 1-1 in the dirt for ball two. Great block there by McTiggy. So, two balls and one strike here in the bottom of the fifth. Bases loaded. The Colt 45 is with ducks on the pond. As the lights have taken full effect here at Tiger Field, it's a 2-1 delivery. It's popped foul back toward where Spencer and I parked in the parking lot. Goodness, and it almost went through the tree parked next to, I believe.
No. One more down, right?
Oh, yeah, one more tree down.
I'd like to think.
Off on that first base side. Two balls and two strikes. Tapping the plate with his bat.
Definitely not one tree down either. That was just a few feet away from my car. But that's okay. That's okay.
Here's the 2-2 from the southpaw as a line shot foul back toward the bullpen of the Zephyrs down the right field side. As Croce and Lopez battle here of the Adrians. Adrian Croce, the left-hand pitcher, Walnut Creek native, and Adrian Lopez, the Garabo, Puerto Rico native. Here's the 2-2, wind blowing out toward right center still, much more of a cross breeze now, the 2-2. This is upstairs, off the glove of McTiggy, all the way to the backstop, quick flip toward home, is not in time, goes past the pitcher, and then all the way through to the first baseman and past him, back to the second. Actually, not the second baseman, is playing behind the pitcher's mound, and it's recovered there by Barajas. So a defensive blunder, and it's now a tie ball game.
Yeah, and there you go, the fifth inning. Always the middle innings here for the Colt 45s. They always find a way to get it done. Usually, this is when the game comes to a screeching halt, but the excitement really picks up.
Yeah, now it's what was once a 4-1 ball game and an effort that the Zephyrs seem to have really had their way with the 45s. It's now a 3-2 count. On Lopez, he's grounded out single tonight. 3-2 is a ground ball toward the third baseman, gathered, and off of him, it's going to carry him over his head toward the shortstop. Normally plays, gathered by the left fielder in shallow left field. He'll look the runner back at first, and the Colt 45s now have a 5-4 lead as Tyson Bragg trots in to score. Holding at third is Bowen Jr., and Adrian Lopez reaches on the E5. Might be ruled a single just based on how hard hit it was. It trickled up the heel of the glove of the third baseman, moving Karam into the left field, And now there's runners at the corners with only one out in a 5-4 bottom of the fifth for the Colt 45s.
And Sennheiser having the opportunity now to bring in another run. And as long as he can avoid the double play, it's going to be successful to bring a run across. You'd have to assume, unless a possible look off.
Here's the 1-0 delivery from the lefty Crosset. Runners at the corners being held on at first base. Breaking ball catch the inside edge for a called strike one and a 5-4 ball game. Bottom of the fifth here on KCNR Shasta Redding. Jacob Green and Spencer Schlange here with you on this Friday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball. It's great to have you with us. The 1-1 swing and a miss. Breaking ball. Try to get the back foot there.
Say, if that is called an E5, which I put that down in my scorebooks as for Adrian Lopez, or for him reaching, that is quite opposite second inning.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Scored 4 runs on 4 hits, and the Colt 45 is just 1 run as this one's fouled into
way
the parking lot. But
out of play, just kept preparing even through the wind. This count holds at 1 ball and 2 strikes on Tyler Zanizer, the Palisadro native.
And you see just 1 hit in this inning, but 4 runs coming across. So the same thing, 3 less hits in the 5th inning for the Colt 45s compared to the Zephyr's 2nd inning, but the same amount of runs to come across, which just goes to show unforced errors.
Runner goes, pitch taken for a ball, no throw, and taking 2nd base and taking away the double play is Adrian Lopez.
Yeah, great heads-up play there by Lopez. Taking away the double play is pretty much, if Sennheiser can put one in play, it keeps this line moving and will bring a run across.
Now 2 balls, 2 strikes, this one taken up and away for ball 3. So 3-2 now, a full count on Tyler Zanizer, who was a hero earlier this year. He's one of 4 on the Colt 45 squad responsible for the walk-offs this year as he takes this one low and in for ball 4, and it's another walk issued by Concord Zephyr pitching, and now the 9th batter of the inning in Fernando Dominguez to the plate. The bases now get reloaded.
Yeah,
so far, all 4 runs that have been scratched across by the 45s were charged to the previous pitcher, Tatasha.
It feels like the bases have been loaded since the very start. They haven't really been unloaded as a whole, just coming around and just switching players.
Yeah.
Again, the unforced errors have been a big issue, just missing pitches tearing back and getting past the catcher.
So first pitch taking for a called strike, 4 walks in the inning, and a hit batsman, and then the lone hit, that was Mark Anthony Carroll. He had the single.
That is the sixth of a game like this.
And again, you cannot lead in hits and still have 4 runs.
Right.
And at the end of the day, it's the runs that matter, not the hits. Now the 0-1 delivery to Dominguez, who's walked and popped up at the shortstop tonight, is going to wear this one on the shoulder, and he will take first base. That moves everyone else up 90 feet. So now all 5 runs that have come across in the inning will, in fact, be charged to Focaccia, all inherited runners, and now the 10th batter of the inning for the 45s. Getting his 2nd try here is Deegan Paulos.
Ooh-wee, boy!
So Dominguez hit by pitch, and he'll get the courtesy runner Timmy Ayers out there.
Told you guys.
Lopez at 3rd, Zanizer at 2nd base, and Timmy Ayers at 1st for Deegan Paulos, who walked lead off the inning, and he wears this one on the back of the shoulder blades. Back-to-back hit batsman, and he will now take 1st base as well. So everyone moves up 90 feet yet again. Lopez into score, Zanizer to 3rd. Ayers behind him at 2nd base as Paulos is at 1st in what is now a 6-4 ball game as the whole infield will gather on the mound along with the catcher, who's the last one there, McTiggy, which is a very rare sight as the bullpen getting up and loose, some activity out there. Up to the plate now is Mark Anthony Carroll, who has the lone hit in the inning, and he could end up having 2 hits in the inning, which would match the previous total. I take that back, not the previous total. The Colt 45 said 3 hits before the 7th. But close to it. So a 7-4 ball game. My math is correct that is constantly getting doubted by the scoreboard out there, hoping that the official scorekeeper is doing a better job than me, but some technical difficulties with the scoreboard here. Can't really do anything about that. You're the scoreboard operator, unfortunately. As this pitch is taken on the outside corner for a called strike one here in this home half of the fifth. This is up and away. Some activity out in the Zephyr bullpen, and Chad Johnson on the PA system explaining that, yeah, there are some gremlins out there living in the scoreboard, creating some technical difficulties for them. So 7-4 here, 6 runs put on the board here in this home half of the fifth. The 0-1 delivery misses wide. The 1-1 delivery, rather, misses wide for 2 balls and 1 strike.
The catch?
Yeah, got to remember not to look at the scoreboard to double-check the count. Just trust your gut. Now peering in is the southpaw, late kick. Delivers. Here's a line shot past the first baseman into the right field for a base hit. Zanheiser will trot in to score, rounding third, and everyone will hold with just an additional 90 feet. And it's a second hit in the inning for Mark Anthony Carroll. He owns both the hits for the Colt 45s here in this inning.
And I do think Zephyrs is going to wish they kept in Brickyard, at least for this inning. Based off how it has looked for the Colt 45s, they have scratched 7 runs across, and a lot of it has been unforced errors based off the walks and the hit batsmen that have just come around to score for free. Just 2 hits and 7 runs. It's pretty impressive in just 1 inning, and still only 1 out away, and bases are still loaded.
Yeah, and just constantly, ducks are sitting on the pond. Because we talked about it. Ducks on the pond, get some meat on the table. That's what the Colt 45s are able to do here. When they mix those hits in with the free passes, they're scratching across multiple runs, crooked numbers up on the scoreboard out there. Here's the 1-0 delivery. It's popped up out of play on the first base side by Preston Conklin, who has tripled and walked tonight here in the home half of the fifth. A rather extensive fifth inning for the Colt 45s. Right-hand batter with the even stance. Pops this one up again. Spencer, right back toward your car.
Almost scare me.
Almost on a hop. It's the last time you'll ever park there. Sure. 1 ball and 2 strikes now.
Thing is, I like parking back in that tucked away area, but when it's full, it's full. There's not much you can do.
Yeah, just no designated press parking areas here,
right.
Unfortunately.
We'll just pull in through the gate next time, huh?
Park in left field. Maybe.
Call the game from a, have a little tailgate and call the game.
1-2 popped up first base side again. Catcher over with a look, but out of room. As this one off a car that parked, they thought, close enough to the fence. And unfortunately not. And that's also always part of the fun. Chad Johnson, our public address announcer, always has a little bit of fun with the sound effects here at Tiger Field. And, yeah, plunked off a car. Again, here in the home half of the fifth, the wind's still swirling a little bit, but pushing out towards center field. Here's the 1-2 delivery from southpaw. And bouncing in there, smothered by McTiggy. Fantastic play by the backstop, McTiggy, as Adrian Croce has had some command issues here. Working from that third base side, the southpaw. Center fielder Lewis shaded 4 or 5 steps toward right field. Right fielder playing straight up along with the left fielder. As this one misses up and away for ball 2. 2 balls and 2 strikes, and the southpaw Croce is throwing hard, but just not able to paint the corners really well. As we'll come set to deliver the payoff pitch with the bases loaded. In an inning that the Colt 45s have scored 7 in what is now an 8-4 ball game. The payoff just off the plate outside, and it's another walk issued to the Colt 45s. Incredible amounts of command issues have led to incredible amounts of walks. As, again, the Colt 45 is not really putting up a lot of hits, not hitting the ball hard, but they're leading here in this ball game.
Any means necessary, man. Any means necessary. They're taking the easy route as of right now. But yeah. Plenty of ball left to be played, as you mentioned. We are 1 out over halfway through this ball game as of right now.
And Ayers trotted in to score. Moving up to third base was Paulos. Moving to second is Carroll, and at first is Conklin as the left hand hitting Tyson Bragg takes a called strike 1. Left hand hitter even stance. wide stance for the left-hand hitter, trying to poke one through the right side, backs off the plate, dodges this one. One ball and one strike with one out. Yeah, as we've now eclipsed probably what's been about a 35-minute inning or so in a ball game that was moving rather efficiently. As this one misses wide for ball two.
It does always find a way to slow down eventually, especially with the Colt 45s. When no matter who's in town to play, the Colt 45s always find a way to get a bunch of runs, scrape a lot across on what felt like nothing. You know, as mentioned, just two hits so far and a lot of W's and a couple hit batsmen.
Yeah, and a very scrappy team this year as well, as this one's taken off the plate. Very scrappy team that likes to rally late, which is not what we've seen typically the last couple of summers. It's been more of a early go-and-get-em ball club, but it makes for some fun late-inning drama and heroics and everything else. There's a 3-1 foul tipped and just barely staying alive is Tyson Bragg. His count fills at 3 balls and 2 strikes. With one gone. Again, with the bases loaded. Spencer, yeah, I might have to hand it over to you for the play-by-play for the bottom half. I got to save my voice for the rest of this ball game.
Well, I fear this is the bottom half. But
For the sixth? For the sixth. I might just have to do it early.
Absolutely, no worries.
As this one will miss blowing away for ball four. And the walks just keep getting worked by the 45s. Again, two hits. Both have been Mark Anthony Carroll. As he moves to third, and coming in to score is Paulos.
I am now, if I'm not mistaken, Dean Paulos has come around to score twice without swinging the bat once this inning.
There's an ESPN stat for you right there.
Pretty incredible. And
now the third pitcher of the inning will come in for the Zephyrs. Again, this is just a reminder, folks, summer ball special right here. It's about reps. It's about getting in the ball game, doing what you can, and getting situational reps in as well. That's why they leave some of these guys in here this long, as Carson Downing will come into pitch, the fourth pitcher for the Zephyrs here on a Friday night, as the score has been flip-flopped. It is now 10-4. The Colt 45 lead it. The bases are loaded as he will begin his warm-up tosses. It will be Chirito facing off against Carson Downing when we return after this here in the home half of the fifth.
Reading area homeowners, stop being told your only option for your old roof is to buy a new one. Actually, never re-roof it again. Reading, California's Diamond Coat Roof Restoration offers homeowners real, actual restoration that saves tens of thousands of dollars compared to replacements. At Diamond Coat, we offer best of class, American-made, high-performance, clear acrylic barrier systems that actually lock in the granules and protect your roof from NorCal's extreme weather. The Diamond Coat system is unique and also nothing like the vegetable oil-based restoration being sold in our area. This is an actual invisible barrier designed specifically to protect your shingle roof, not just make it look newer. These are hard times, and restoring your roof over replacing it at a third of the cost is without a doubt one of the best investments you can make in 2026. Call 530-941-9035. 530-941-9035 or visit www.diamond-coat.com.
Carson Downing on in relief for the Concord Zephyrs in the everlasting fifth inning if you're the Concord Zephyrs. But the Colt 45s have been able to put 9 runs on the scoreboard, and they now lead by a score of 10-4.
Yeah, base is still loaded, still only one out away in this fifth inning.
Yeah, they need to get 2 to get out of this jam.
Yeah, you can't tell if the sixth inning is one pitch away or another 50.
There is a force at every base for the Zephyrs. This one's hit in the air toward left center, toward the Tiger Field scoreboard, giving chase is Lewis to the track, at the wall, and it is off the bottom of the wall. The cutoff throw is a little bit offline, and a long single for Braden Chiarito as he's had to make his way back toward first after the rounding second base was Tyson Bragg. He thought it was caught momentarily as the runners in front of him. Carroll came in to score, and then Conklin from second. So Bragg, being that trailing runner, had to wait really to get to second base. So probably the longest single of Chirito's life. It's the third hit of the inning for the 45s as it continues in what has now been nearly twice through the order here in this inning.
Absolutely incredible, and I wouldn't be surprised if that is as far as it will go, twice through the order.
But already, Carson Downing coming in, the righty out of Pleasant Hill in Monterey Bay College, with far less command issues. He's only thrown strikes so far. He's only thrown a couple of pitches, but now an 0-1 count on the left-hand hitting Patrick Bowen Jr.
I will say, I'm sure the Zephyrs have already pitched more than they wanted to tonight in a three-game series. Long weekend for them ahead still.
This one's chopped toward the 3-4 hole, and it's going to get to the second baseman. Hurry throw toward first is wide. Unable to be grabbed by Downing all the way toward foul territory. The catcher grabs it, throws to second on a hop, not in time. Coming around third, throw home. Catcher gets back. Tag applied to Chiarito coming in to score. Tyson Bragg, rather, coming in to score, and he is tagged out.
If I'm not mistaken, that's a
4-2.
For out number two almost an entirely different play there.
I take that back. That is Chiarito out at home. So Chiarito moved up to second after the errant throw. So coming around to score from second was Bragg.
Right. I see it now.
And, yeah, my goodness, what an absolute blunder.
Just so on second
chaos.
Is Patrick Bowen Jr. off that hit.
So much was happening all at
right.
once on a ground ball toward the 3-4 hole on the right side. That was like calling a football play.
Yeah.
About 14 motions on the play. Now there's two gone, though, for the, this is Heffers, as this one misses wide to the right-hand hitting pinch hitter here, or left fielder, rather, Adrian Lopez. Bowen Jr. is at second base on the E4. So, Chiarito out on the 4. This one's backing Lopez off the plate, who is the 17th batter of the inning.
And a four-hit, 12-run inning so far for your Reading Colt 45s, which has flipped this game on its head and in about every way imaginable. Not much else to say.
And we'll get those numbers. I think it was a 4-2-6. This one squirts through all the way to the backstop, the wild pitch, taking third is Bowen Jr. So Bragg came around to score, which, I mean, all eyes were on the second baseman looking to make that play toward the first, the pitcher covering first base, and it caromed into foul territory where the catcher was backing up the play by the end on deck circle. A fantastic job by the catcher to get the throw down to second base. So, inadvertently, a 4-2-6-4 double play, or a single play, a putout rather, as Lopez will work at four-pitch walk. That puts runners at the corners for the 18th batter of this fifth inning, and it's Tyler Zanizer who walked his previous time up. Other than that, he's grounded out and lined out tonight.
Thirteen to four ball game now that we entered just short few minutes ago, short 30 minutes ago, at the bottom of the fifth where it was 4-1.
Because this one's taken inside for ball one. Yeah, at the start of this inning, it looked like it was going to be a just nail-biting, scraping-by, scrappy ball game. And now it's been scrappy at bats, but the Colt 45s have quite literally walked away with the lead. There's the 1-0 delivery, swing, and a foul tip held on by McTiggy. But if you're the Zephyrs, you still have four innings of offense to get through.
Right. And we just the two-out mark in our ballgame as well, so plenty of time left to get the job done.
Especially with the way they're hitting the baseball.
Right.
So don't count the Zephyrs out yet. Here's the 1-1 delivery to Tyler Zanizer from the righty Downing. The third pitcher of the inning moved toward first, not in time. Back standing up is Adrian Lopez. One ball and one strike. That wind still continuing to blow out towards straightaway center field. Runners take their leads from first and third. Lister holding on the runner at first. That's Lopez. Here's the 1-1 delivery toward the center fielder, Zanizer. Swing and a miss. Backpack toward first, just trying to keep the runner over there, Lopez, honest. He stays there at first, gets back in time, standing up. One ball and two strikes to Tyler Zanizer.
And I am impressed the Zephyrs are still trying to get these pickoff attempts or backpick attempts with how many errors they've had or just almost carrying back and bringing free runs across. But I love the effort, and they obviously know they got to dig themselves out and get out of this inning.
The 1-2, breaking ball, backdoor Zanizer, hurrying him up, strike three called. 18 batters sent to the plate, and if our tally's correct, 12 runs in the inning for the 45s as they get lots of applause from the fans here. And now, fully in command of this ball game, it's 13-4 as we head to the top of the sixth inning here on KCNR from Tagger Field in Redding, California.
Tonight's Colt 45 game is brought to you by Diamond Coat Roofing. Never re-roof again, ever. The doom and gloom of being forced to re-roof your old roof simply because a roofer says so has officially ended. We have entered the era of roofing sustainability. Instead of re-roofing, keep your existing roof for just a fraction of the cost. Give Diamond Coat Roofing a call at 530-941-9035. That's 530-941-9035.
Redding area homeowners, stop being told your only option for your old roof is to buy a new one. Actually, never re-roof it again. Redding, California's Diamond Coat Roof Restoration offers homeowners real, actual restoration that saves tens of thousands of dollars compared to replacements. At Diamond Coat, we offer best of class, American-made, high-performance, clear acrylic barrier systems that actually seal the shingles, lock in the granules, and protect your roof from NorCal's extreme weather. The Diamond Coat system is unique and also nothing like the vegetable oil-based restoration being sold in our area. This is an actual invisible barrier designed specifically to protect your shingle roof, not just make it look newer. These are hard times, and restoring your roof, over replacing it at a third of the cost, is without a doubt one of the best investments you can make in 2026. Call 530-941-9035, 530-941-9035, or visit www.diamond-coat.com.
Well, we're back here in the top of the sixth inning after a 12-run bottom of the fifth to take you the rest of the way through it. Here, Spencer Schlinge.
Thank you, Jacob. Yeah, two up for the Zephyrs for the first time in about an hour here in the top of the sixth inning. We got Renau followed by Barajas and Moon through the heart of the lineup. Renau on the night, two doubles, and has come around to score. Cannot ask for much more from him, the left-handed batter looking to dig in for his third at-bat of the night, as he watches the first one missed just outside for ball one. This one will hit the zone and bring the count even at one apiece.
And also Evan Fraser on in relief of Pettingill, who qualifies for the win should the Colt 45s hold on to this 13-4 lead.
Here's Fraser on the 1-1, swung on hard. It's going to find some space in that 3-4 hole, and it's going to be a stand-up single for Renau, and he is 3-for-3 on the night. How about that for Renau? One of the few bright spots for the Zephyrs so far tonight.
Just laces it through the 3-4 hole on that right side. I mean, solid piece of hitting, barreled it. That's exactly what you want to do if you're the Zephyrs right now, is hit the ball hard, and just hope that you're able to continue to apply the pressure to the 45s. And then able to shut them down the rest of the way and stay in this ballgame.
As this one swung on right back to Fraser. Fraser's going to go the easy way and get the force out there. 4-3 put out for out number one. And Renau will advance to second base. So runner in scoring position here. One out away. Zephyrs trailed by 9 in this top of the sixth inning.
And I want to say, 9 runs is not completely unfathomable, especially the way we've already seen these Zephyrs hit.
Right.
And now facing off against a Colt 45 pen that hasn't been the greatest this year. Not to say they've been bad, but just haven't been lights out completely.
Now, Andy Moon drew up, who has singled and struck out swinging. He has come around to score as well in the second inning. for the Zephyrs. Their only inning of scoring so far, but that is subject to change here with the runner in scoring position, one out away. Andy Moon swings on this one. It's going to carry him foul out into the parking lot for strike one, right over the dugout of the Zephyrs. That has gotten mighty quiet over the past half hour or so, seeing a lot of Colt 45s walk across home plate, not even have to even jog through.
Yeah, those free passes will come back to hurt you.
Because this one's fouled straight back into another area of the parking lot, which I debated parking in. There really is no safe space other than our area out there.
Yeah, you gotta.
That's why it's always occupied. 1-2 count. Chance of Fraser getting his first punch out of the night. Good play by Conklin, looking to turn two. Look him off and make the easier play. Now looking for turn two. Carroll is not able to keep the ball in his wraps. Throw down in the dirt. So it is going to be a 5-3 put out for out number two. But holding at second after being looked off by Conklin is Renau. And he will be safe. So two outs away. Runner stays on second. And do up his pops in the bottom of the lineup. Left-handed batter who has reached twice via the air from second baseman Deegan Palos, looking to right that ship, which he has done well offensively tonight, but just some minor mistakes here for Palos on the night.
Yeah, Conklin at third.
This one's going to foul right over our heads, just a few feet, and actually make its way towards the bleachers, and it's going to be hitting the tent and sitting between the fence.
Conklin had to look the runner back in between the base paths at second and third, Mason Renau, and he was about a third of the way between first and third, decided to tend to break for third after the throw went to Bowen Jr. Now a roll and a throw back to second base, and goes off of the glove. Karam's in the center field, and taking third is Mason Renau on the E1. And the errors continue to dribble in for the 45s. Even though they're in command here. And then Patrick Bowen Jr. with the throw to second base to try and nab him, getting back to second. And like you said, Spencer, on a hop and not able to be held onto by Mark Anthony Carroll.
Big cut and a miss there by Pops. It'll bring the count to 0-2. And now a chance to retire the side is Fraser. With just one blemish in that single from Renau, which no one has been able to strike him out or even get him out as of yet. He has doubled twice and singled once, as this one's going to get hit up towards short. Mark Anthony Carroll gloves, and he's able to put it away. That 6-3 putout will retire the side here as the Zephyrs threaten but do not score. They strand Renau on third, and we head into the bottom of the sixth inning where your Colt 45s have a commanding lead. They are up 9.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Diamond Coat Roofing. Never re-roof again. Ever the doom and gloom of being forced to re-roof your old roof. Simply because a roofer told you so has officially ended. We've entered the era of roofing sustainability, cutting-edge advancements in highly permeable polymers and acrylics specifically designed for older shingle roofs have paved the way for restoration. Instead of re-roofing, keep your existing roof for just a fraction of the cost. At Diamond Coat Roofing, give them a call at 530-941-9035.
Reading Area Homeowners, stop being told your only option for your old roof is to buy a new one. Actually, never re-roof it again. Reading, California's Diamond Coat Roof Restoration offers homeowners real, actual restoration that saves tens of thousands of dollars compared to replacements. At Diamond Coat, we offer best of class, American-made, high-performance, clear acrylic barrier systems that actually seal the shingles, lock in the granules, and protect your roof from NorCal's extreme weather. The Diamond Coat system is unique and also nothing like the vegetable oil-based restoration being sold in our area. This is an actual invisible barrier designed specifically to protect your shingle roof, not just make it look newer. These are hard times, and restoring your roof, over replacing it at a third of the cost, is without a doubt one of the best investments you can make in 2026. Call 530-941-9035, 530-941-9035, or visit www.diamond-coat.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. We are sitting in the bottom of the sixth inning. Fernando Dominguez due up, followed by Deegan Palos, rounding off the lineup. And at the top of the lineup will be Mark Anthony Carroll. Should the inning continue, Preston Conklin manning third would be due up. In a 13-4 ball game that has been turned on its head just one inning ago. And left-handed batter Dominguez now digs in for his fourth at bat of the night. He has walked, he has flown out to short, and he has been hit by a pitch where he came around to score. So technically 0 for 1 on the night, but he has reached multiple times and come around to score once. Dominguez doing a good job behind the dish on the defensive side of things for the Colt 45s as well. No errors to his name. Keep the ball in front of him. No runs have come across for free. As the lefty digs in, facing Carson Downing in his first full inning of work here for the Zephyrs, as this one's going to miss just outside for ball one. And now any scoring from the Colt 45s will simply be insurance runs, nothing else. As this one's going to miss about the same spot just outside, I'll bring the count to 2-0. And the lights have taken full effect officially. It is now nothing but dark skies around us. As swung on hard there by Dominguez, and it's going to go foul. Looked like it was playable for a minute. It's going to land just in the bleachers past that Colt 45's dugout in the third base club area. Everything counts 2-1. That was out here at Tiger Field. The wind's still blowing from left to right, kind of confusing all the fans here as we are sitting June 26th, usually not too cool. As this one's going to get hit into deep, deep right field, giving chase to it and making the grab at the warning track with a little scare is Renau, but regardless, it is a fly out to right for Dominguez, and that is the first out of this inning. And a scary one there, but a good grab by Renau. Now Deegan Palos will be up for his fourth at-bat as well, who is reached by a fielder's choice, and he has come around and scored twice off of a walk and a hit-by-pitch, both in the last inning. So this is his third at-bat in about 40 minutes or so. So staying fresh on his toes, he hasn't had to swing the bat yet, I don't think, in those last two, as he'll take called strike here. In the second inning, he did swing and hit into a fielder's choice, where he did end up being safe at first. But an opportunity to reach via the base hit is presented here for him. 13-4 in the bottom of the sixth, one out away, 0-1 count here. As this one sinks into the zone, a great-looking change up there from Carson Downing. And the 0-2 count here favors the Zephyrs, looking to make quick work of this inning and get back on the offensive side of things to see if they could do some damage, cut into this lead that the Colt 45s took in the fifth. 0-2 count here. Downing peering in, the right-handed pitcher. Kicks and deals, misses high, and it'll bring the count to 1-2. Another beautiful night out here at the ballpark, Tiger Field, home of the Reading Colt 45s. Here's a 1-2. It's going to hit the back of Deegan Palos, and he has now been hit by a pitch in back-to-back at-bats. And he will take first for free there, free 90 feet. Or not entirely free, the cost of maybe a little chunk of skin on the back shoulder blade there. But not near as fast or painful as that one coming in the fifth was, I'm assuming. Kind of just floated in there. Maybe slipped out of the hand of Downing a little bit. Now the top of the lineup is Mark Anthony Carroll, Manny Short, who hits it right back up to Downing, and they're going to look to turn two here, and they will not be able to turn two. A great effort. They will get Palos out at second on the fielder's choice, but reaching first safe is Mark Anthony Carroll. Two outs away, runner on first, 13-4. As Mark Anthony Carroll hit that one right back up towards the pitcher Downing, it does get past him, but second baseman Pops able to make a good grabber. It looks like Pops has actually moved over, and a wild throw into the dugout off the pickoff attempt, and the E1 is going to bring Mark Anthony Carroll over to second base now, so a runner in scoring position for Preston Conklin. There is two outs away here, and it looks like Pop's moved over to shortstop, so he will be playing the six now instead of four. I'm assuming him and Barajas had just switched there, if I'm not mistaken. So a 4-6 fielder's choice for out number two, and then the 6-3 attempt by Pops just missed. A great effort coming from first baseman for the Zephyrs, Lister, making a big leaping jump over the bag to make the grab, but couldn't keep his foot down. So Mark Anthony Carroll is then safe, and now he makes his way to second off a wild pickoff attempt. So 1-0 count here to Preston Conklin as well. This one misses low in the dirt. After all that, 13-4, two outs away. Counting check swing there from Conklin. He's going to say he went. I don't think it mattered anyways. Deep in the zone there. Even up the count 1-1. Anthony Carroll with a slight lead on second base here. Two outs away. No one there to hold him on as this one's going to be watched by Conklin in the inside corner. It'll bring the count to 1-2. Now a chance for Downing to retire the inning with no damage done. Despite allowing a hit by pitch and fielder's choice, but no runs coming across, of course, which is the most important statistic in any sport, is the points. As this one's going to miss just inside, even up the count at 2-2, almost plunking Conklin there as well. Right at the belt, which would have not felt great. Here's the 2-2 pitch coming from Downing. Looking to retire the side. With two outs away, 2-2 count. Runner on second. Swung on hard by Conklin. It's going to find some grass in between center field and right field. And coming around to score will be Mark Anthony Carroll, and that will extend the lead. A good-looking stand-up single by Preston Conklin brings the lead to 10 for the Colt 45s. And if you will, now is Tyson Bragg, the right fielder and left-handed batter, who also walked twice in the fifth inning and came around to score both times. He has singled and struck out swinging, so 1-for-2 on the night, more or less, with two walks that he came around to score on. As swung on, it's going to go foul just over our heads here. And find some kiddos will go find that one, I'm sure. 0-1 count here. With two outs away, runner on first in Conklin after that single, that RBI single. Tyson Bragg now looking to come around and score for the third time in a row if he could. Runner going here. Conklin, here comes the throw, and Conklin will be upstanding. Great jump there by Conklin. He will be safe at second and now in scoring position. Getting 90 feet closer as we'll get some fresh baseballs delivered by the birthday boy Jackson, the bat boy, for the Colt 45 since tonight's game at Tiger Field. As that pitch on Tyson Bragg would be called strike, so it's an 0-2 count here. Almost missed that one. Runner on second, 0-2, two outs away. Downing looking to retire the side. As that one's going to sink in there, no, called ball, just misses. 1-2 count, Bragg was not looking excited to swing at that one, and the umpire did not see that in the zone either. Count remains 1-2, still flag whipping in deep center field. As he will get rung up there looking for strike number three. Downing sinks one in there. One comes across for the Colt 45s. They lead 14-4, but they do strand one, and we are heading to the seventh inning in what has been a lopsided game based off the past hour. Seventh inning is pending here. Tonight's Colt 45s game is brought to you by Diamond Co. Roofing. Never re-roof again, ever. The doom and gloom of being forced to re-roof your old roof simply because a roofer says so has officially ended. We have entered the era of roofing sustainability. Instead of re-roofing, keep your existing roof for just a fraction of the cost. Give Diamond Co. Roofing a call at 530-941-9035.
Reading area homeowners, stop being told your only option for your old roof is to buy a new one. Actually, never re-roof it again. Redding, California's Diamond Coat Roof Restoration offers homeowners real, actual restoration that saves tens of thousands of dollars compared to replacements.
At Diamond Coat, we offer best of class, American made, high performance, clear acrylic barrier systems that actually seal the shingles, lock in the granules, and protect your roof from NorCal's extreme weather. The Diamond Coat system is unique and also nothing like the vegetable oil based restoration being sold in our area. This is an actual invisible barrier designed specifically to protect your shingle roof, not just make it look newer. These are hard times, and restoring your roof, over replacing it at a third of the cost, is without a doubt one of the best investments you can make in 2026. Call 530-941-9035, 530-941-9035, or visit www.diamond-coat.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. We are in the top of the seventh inning here, where your Colt 45s are leading by 10. But due up for the Zephyrs, trying to get back in the fight, is Chase Lewis in the top of the lineup, followed by O'Connell and Lister. As this first one misses for ball one. Still Evan Fraser on the mound as this one swung on high into left field. It's going to be shallow left field and called off by Adrian Lopez is Mark Anthony Carroll for a flyout to left field for out number one, and that is how it will begin here at the top of the seventh. Carroll was under that one. Lopez calls him off, able to make the grab. Easy squeeze there for out number one, and O'Connell now due up.
Yeah, ranging over, calling up a shortstop with a better angle. That's exactly how you do it, as this one's chopped. Foul, just barely to the left of that third base bag.
Do wish that stayed fair. That would have been a really exciting play attempt there by Conklin. A throw that we know he could make, but it's a really tough one nonetheless.
That would have been a gather on the off the back foot.
Right.
And then
push back and throw some high octane across.
The 0-1 is bounced in there.
For one ball and one strike now.
Here's a 1-1 delivery from Fraser. Just a bit low. Over but low for ball one. Ball two, rather. Two balls and one strike to O'Connell, and our producer, David Wiley. This one's chopped toward third. Conklin handles, back foot, ready, throws across in time, 5-3. And that's exactly how you do it. On a couple of hops, instead of charging the baseball, realized he had time due to the velocity at which it came toward him. Made a strong throw off the back foot where he gathered it, readied, set his feet, and made a strong throw across. Four out, number two. And that will bring up Brendan Lister. Yeah, David Wiley back in the studio asked us through our ears, breaking ball swing and a miss for strike one. Had him off balance and off time. Where exactly I had gone? Well, David, I was on vocal rest. I was after that fifth inning. 12 runs, 3 hits, 1 error, and 7 walks and 3 hit batters within it. As this one misses way upstairs for ball two to Lister. Or ball one, rather, to Lister. Working 1-1 count now. And that's kind of what happens when that happens. You have a 45-minute inning where you're talking straight. As this one's popped up just a bit out of play. Over with a look, and chasing it down was Dominguez, but running out of room nonetheless. The count moves to 1-2, and you could tell that Spencer called part of the seventh inning because there's already 2 gone on about 4 pitches for Fraser, the Trinidad, California native.
Yeah, now the inning's really going to slow down because I passed it back over to you.
Now the 1-2, swing! Swings in a bayou as the Zephyrs go 1-2-3, and it's time to stretch here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. After 6.5 complete, it's 14-4 at the Colt 45s. On top, cutting-edge advancements in highly permeable polymers and acrylics specifically designed for older shingle roofs have paved the way for restoration. Instead of re-roofing, keep your existing roof just for a fraction of the cost. Give Diamond Coat Roofing a call at 530-941-9035.
Redding area homeowners, stop being told your only option for your old roof is to buy a new one. Actually, never re-roof it again. Redding, California's Diamond Coat Roof Restoration offers homeowners real, actual restoration that saves tens of thousands of dollars compared to replacements. At Diamond Coat, we offer best of class, American-made, high performance,
clear acrylic barrier systems that actually seal the shingles, lock in the granules, and protect your roof from NorCal's extreme weather. The Diamond Coat system is unique and also nothing like the vegetable oil-based restoration being sold in our area. This is an actual invisible barrier designed specifically to protect your shingle roof, not just make it look newer. These are hard times, and restoring your roof, over replacing it at a third of the cost, is without a doubt one of the best investments you can make in 2026. Call 530-941-9035. 530-941-9035 or visit www.diamond-coat.com.
Open your heart and home to an individual with intellectual and developmental disabilities and become a mentor with our California Mentor Family Home Agency program. We are looking for mentors in Shasta County. As a mentor, you can help an individual in need thrive. Mentors receive a monthly stipend to help cover the cost of care. Call 530-221-9911 or visit ca-mentor.com. That's ca-mentor.com.
Redding area homeowners, stop being told your only option for your old roof is to buy a new one. Actually, never re-roof it again. Redding, California's Diamond Coat Roof Restoration offers homeowners real, actual restoration that saves tens of thousands of dollars compared to replacements. At Diamond Coat, we offer best of class, American-made, high-performance, clear acrylic barrier systems that actually seal the shingles, lock in the granules, and protect your roof from NorCal's extreme weather. The Diamond Coat system is unique and also nothing like the vegetable oil-based restoration being sold in our area. This is an actual invisible barrier designed specifically to protect your shingle roof, not just make it look newer. These are hard times, and restoring your roof, over replacing it at a third of the cost, is without a doubt one of the best investments you can make in 2026. Call 530-941-9035, 530-941-9035, or visit www.diamond-coat.com.
Leading things off is Chiarito, swinging on the first pitch. He sees from Downing, laces it down the left field line, and cruises into second base with a stand-up leadoff double here in the home half of the seventh. Now, Downing, who's pitched well tonight so far for the Zephyrs, with some traffic on the base paths.
Yeah, great looking hit there by Chiarito as well. Coming off the first pitch, swinging out into deep left field. Able to tear him down that third base line, as this one's called strike one on Patrick Bowen.
I mean, caught us off guard. There we go. Coming back from the break, to say the least.
Yeah, no satisfaction from the Colt 45 teams. They want more than 14, it looks like. Runner in scoring position here early.
This one's hit in the air toward right. Playable for the right fielder Renau. Looking to tag is Chiarito. He'll get sent from second. Throw on a line on a hop, but just a bit late. And in tagging up is Chiarito. For a long out number one.
And they're going to call Chiarito out. They're going to say he didn't tag the bag in time. Maybe he left a little early.
I was going to say, I think it's because he left early. I was looking at it, some whoops and hollering. So it's a very quick double play, and I don't know quite what to make of this situation. Yeah. The 9-5 double play, all of a sudden there's two gone in an inning I'm calling for the right-hand hitting Adrian Lopez.
Pass it back. This doesn't feel right.
We got the wrong announcer on. No balls and one strike to the right-hand hitting Adrian Lopez, the left fielder. He's grounded out, singled, reached on an error, and walked tonight. This one misses wide. One ball and one strike. Some new breaths of life for the Zephyrs on that first base side. Down 10 here in the bottom of the seventh, but it's going to be a whole weekend series and a game that they might want to forget about. Here's Chopper with the shortstop ranging to his left. Gathers, throws the first high toward the Zephyrs dugout. And it is actually pops over there now.
at shortstop. I believe some defensive replacements that we were about set to get in order, but we do have the numbers. I take that back. Isaiah Metzinger is now at second base, and then Pops moves on over in place of Barajas.
And I will say, just based off the, as this one's called, strike on Tyler Zanheiser, strike number one, based off the body language of Pops, I think he thought someone was on first base, and it looked like he was just kind of making a little jog to second for the force out and to retire the side, because he was about to step on a bag when he made, like, a jumping throw, and that one obviously went over. This one's going to miss and even up the count just inside. So, I'm not a genius, but I do feel like Pops would have loaded that throw and made it a little bit.
Hey, don't sell yourself short.
A little bit more routine. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's actually a great read. I didn't necessarily catch that just because the line spot breaking ball swung on and missed by Zanheiser. As Lopez reaches on that E6, by the way, just to get that in order as well.
It was just like a little half-hearted jog towards second base, like it was going to be a free out, and then it looked like he very lately just kind of lollipopped it in there, just trying to get out of his hands and possibly get there. Misses high.
Rush's throw didn't quite set his feet. Next thing you know, this one misses wide for ball two. Two balls and two strikes.
And with how much traffic has been on the bases the last couple innings, and obviously Pops being on second and now being at short, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't put it past anyone to make a mistake like that this late into a ball game where there has been traffic on the bases, especially first base, pretty much all night for the Colt 45s.
This breaking ball bounced in there, and yeah, I mean, I'm not going to give him an excuse for not knowing the situation, but
right. It's
a valid blunder of sorts, because it when you're out there for that long in an inning, the situations start to blend together. You don't really know what's what, and that happens at the major league level even. Here's the payoff. Breaking ball just off the plate. Knee level. Great take there by Zanheiser. That's...
Yeah, scary take, but strong one for sure. Yes, sir.
He works his second walk of the night. And a ton of free passes issued to the 45s tonight, and they spoke too soon in a game that's now, or an inning rather, that's started to get a little bit less efficient. Now the left-hand hitting Fernando Dominguez to the plate, who's, see if I can get this right, walked, popped out, hit by a pitch, and flown out tonight.
Left-hand looks the batter. Same on my paper.
Well, good to know we're on the same page.
I'd like you to call for Deegan Palos, as he'll be up as well. Should the inning
first
continue.
First swing, a line shot toward the right center gap, hit it right on the button. Rounding third and coming home. Zanheiser hits the bag at second, bobbled out in right center field. Now Zanheiser around third. He'll come in to score with a throw way late, and two runs will score on the RBI. Stand-up double from Fernando Dominguez. Absolutely squared up to it, laced it, and scoring all the way from first as Zanheiser Lopez came around to score rather easily. And it is now a 16-4 ball game that the Colt 45s lead. And now Paulus to the plate, who's reached on the fielder's choice, walked, and been hit by a pitch twice. And he is now one of only two Colt 45s without a hit tonight. It is him and Tyler Zanheiser without a hit.
Yet he's reached every single time and has come around to score twice. It's pretty incredible, really.
Yeah, fielder's choice, walk, and a couple of hit-by-pitches, and it's been a painful way to get aboard, nonetheless. But he grounds this one toward the second baseman. Metzinger gathers, flips to first in time for the 4-3, and we'll see what he can do in the eighth inning. As the Colt 45s get a couple more, they strand, Timmy Ayers, but the double of Fernando Dominguez out there at second base as they scratch a couple across on a couple of hits, and after seven complete, the Colt 45s lead a score of 16-4.
Colt 45's game is brought to you by Diamond Coat Roofing. Never re-roof again, ever. The doom and gloom of being forced to re-roof your old roof simply because a roofer says so has officially ended. We have entered the era of roofing sustainability. Instead of re-roofing, keep your existing roof for just a fraction of the cost. Give Diamond Coat Roofing a call at 530-941-9035. That's 530-941-9035.
Reading area homeowners, stop being told your only option for your old roof is to buy a new one. Actually, never re-roof it again. Redding, California's Diamond Coat Roof Restoration offers homeowners real, actual restoration that saves tens of thousands of dollars compared to replacements. At Diamond Coat, we offer best of class, American-made, high-performance, clear acrylic barrier systems that actually seal the shingles, lock in the granules, and protect your roof from NorCal's extreme weather. The Diamond Coat system is unique and also nothing like the vegetable oil-based restoration being sold in our area. This is an actual invisible barrier designed specifically to protect your shingle roof, not just make it look newer. These are hard times, and restoring your roof, over replacing it at a third of the cost, is without a doubt one of the best investments you can make in 2026. Call 530-941-9035, 530-941-9035, or visit www.diamond-coat.com.
Hello everyone, anyway, welcome back to the eighth inning. To take you the rest of the way through it, where Evan Fraser will face off against Jason Stevens, Max McTiggy, and Mason Renau. Here's Spencer.
Thank you, Jacob. Fraser misses this one just low and inside for ball one. And yeah, Stevens, obviously that first pitch swinging on Lucas Pettingill in the top of the second, carried that ball out into the street as he'll pop this one up to shallow right field and able to make the squeeze with Patrick Bowen Jr. Unfortunately for Stevens, that was the best hit he'd have all night. Of course, that's expected when it goes over the left field wall and net out into the street, which I don't know if you've been out here to Tiger Field. If you have, you know how unreal that is. And if you haven't, it's not supposed to go out into the street. That is a public road where cars are going pretty much day and night. So pretty incredible it cleared that. But nonetheless, that's the only time it's done on tonight.
I mean, yeah, good gravy. I mean, it was an absolute monolith. This one's fouled back over the screen.
And this will be Matiggy's fourth time up for the night. He has doubled. He has reached via fielder's choice, and he has struck out swinging. He's come around to score once off that double in this second inning.
And David Wiley just reminded us.
Oh, as it'll be a hit-by-pitch there. Just inside on the hip, it looked like, of Matiggy. And he will get the first for free there, and he'll give a nice 75% jog down to first, letting everyone know he's okay. Get a courtesy runner as well.
Three summers ago, Joel Calderon, who played for the Simpson Redhawks this last year, the year before actually, hit a grand slam out over the netting where David Wiley's wife was out pumping gas at the Safeway station across the street, which is a four-lane total.
Get a little bit of lightning out in right field, which is shocking.
Shocking.
I didn't even mean to. Look at that. This one's going to be called
Protons,
strike one.
Neutrons, electrons, all the trons.
On Renau. 0-1 count here. Runner on first, one out away for Fraser.
And, yeah, recovered there by David Wiley's wife and brought into the studio where it now resides at KCNR.
How about that? That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, great stuff. And I actually got to tell
you. Yeah, what are the odds? You find a home run ball and you're able to, while on the call.
Yeah. So this one's chopped. Thought it was going to be foul.
And it will be now. Sorry, I thought you were taking over there. So it's going to be a 1-3 put out, just a little bit of an inaccurate throw from Fraser. Patrick Bowen is able to get the job done for out number two.
Yeah, that's on me right there.
No, you were totally good.
I thought it was going to get called foul, so I kind of hung with it a little bit just to not break the transition hard. And
Motiki will transfer over, move along to second, or his courtesy runner, which I believe is the number 12 of Sean O'Connell. As this is called strike one on the number two of Isaiah Metzger. Two absolutely runners on second. 0-1 count here. Swung on. It's going to be straight up in the air again. Patrick Bowen Jr. can make a play. All three outs coming from Junior, and it will. That will retire the side. Nearly in order. Four, face three, put away. Two flyouts and a ground out. And now we're tied to the side. We are heading to the bottom of the eighth inning. Your Colt 45s are up a dozen. We're heading to the bottom of the eighth.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Diamond Coat Roofing. Never re-roof again, ever. The doom and gloom of being forced to re-roof your old roof simply because a roofer says so has officially ended. We've entered the era of roofing sustainability, cutting-edge advancements in highly permeable polymers and acrylic specifically designed for older shingle roofs. They've paved the way for restoration. Instead of re-roofing, keep your existing roof for just a fraction of the cost with Diamond Coat Roofing. Give them a call at 530-941-9035.
Reading Area Homeowners, stop being told your only option for your old roof is to buy a new one. Actually, never re-roof it again. Reading California's Diamond Coat Roof Restoration offers homeowners real, actual restoration that saves tens of thousands of dollars compared to replacements. At Diamond Coat, we offer best of class, American-made, high-performance, clear acrylic barrier systems that actually seal the shingles, lock in the granules, and protect your roof from NorCal's extreme weather. The Diamond Coat system is unique and also nothing like the vegetable oil-based restoration being sold in our area. This is an actual invisible barrier designed specifically to protect your shingle roof, not just make it look newer. These are hard times, and restoring your roof, over replacing it at a third of the cost, is without a doubt one of the best investments you can make in 2026. Call 530-941-9035, 530-941-9035, or visit www.diamond-coat.com.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
You're tuned in to KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at kcnrradio.com. I'm Jacob Green, joined here by Spencer Schlange. It's great to have you with us for this Friday night edition of Colt 45's baseball that they lead by a score of 16-4. This one's fouled off out of play toward the Zephyr bullpen out there in right field. And to take you the rest of the way through this home half of the eighth with Carroll, Conklin, and Bragg due up. Here's Spencer.
Thank you, Jacob. You know, 1-1 count here. You'd assume, barring the miracle of all miracles, which I seem to say every weekend here in the bottom of the eighth, this would be the last ups for the Colt 45s, looking to add any insurance runs they feel necessary, or just a little bit of stat padding, as this one misses for ball two. It should be a 2-1 count now. Downing peering in. He's done a rather solid job since that really rough fifth inning, 12 runs coming across. Not to him, but obviously all four pitchers, or all three relief pitchers that have come in, came in during that fifth inning. So he has limited the damage and kept the bullpen empty for the Zephyrs as they have a long weekend ahead of them in the series as well. As this one swung on hard by Mark Anthony Carroll, it might stay fair. They're going to call it just foul. Close one there, and Carroll's going to wish he had that one back just a couple more feet. But it was pitch inside on the arms. Tough one to get level out.
Yeah, it just
count.
Not quite kept on the fairway. And, yeah, just a little bit out in front. End up pulling it down the left field line.
So payoff pitch here. The first of the night for Mark Anthony Carroll coming from Downing. Swung on hard. It's going to go to left field, but able to make a nice grab. Turning the shoulder out there in left field is O'Connell for out number one. Great contact there by Mark Anthony Carroll. But regardless, he will make the long walk back to the dugout. As the bat boy gets his last round of applause for the night, you'd assume, on his birthday. Some cheers from the crowd. One out away, Preston Conklin due up, or actually it's going to be a pinch hitter or substitute in Blake Schwert, number 12, a pitcher here that we saw last weekend, pitch a great game as he will take a called strike here. As watches strike one. As the wind continues, because why not, as this one's going to be down dirt and caroming back off the wall, but no one on, so it'll remain a 1-1 count. No rush to go grab the ball, is the catcher. Stays in his squatted stance. 1-1 count here for Blake Schwert. First at bat of the night, and you'd assume to be the last. As he swings on this one, it's going to go towards shortstop. Pops with the play, and he will make the out. It's a 6-3 put out for out number two. And good contact from Blake Schwert, but couldn't quite get under it enough. And now Tyson Bragg will be up for his sixth and final at-bat of the night. And just a little chuckle there, as I say, his sixth at-bat, because we are in the eighth inning. He has struck out twice, once swinging, once looking. He has walked twice and come around to score both those times, and he has singled back in the second, or third inning, rather. And Bragg looking just to level out that those Ks with a couple of hits here. Two Ks, two hits, and two walks if he can get on base here via the bat. Now check swing there. Doesn't matter. Strike one. The 0-1 count here for Bragg. Left-handed batter. Manning right field. And great play out there a few innings ago, back in the second inning it was, I guess, way back when. And all the runs coming in from Zephyr. Zephyr's out of Concord in that second inning, which is pretty incredible still. It is still 4-16, and it was 4-1, but... And the count remains 1-1. That's one misses low. Or is it improved to 1-1, rather? Two outs away. Looking to go through the order is Carson Downing, as this one's going to miss and bring the count to 2-1 as it gets away from Letigi a little bit. Give a little jog to it and deliver it back. Bragg now. And the 2-1 swings back, and it's going to good contact. Just couldn't quite keep up with the speed of the fastball. It'll hit the back netting. It'll even the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, nobody on in a 16-4 ball game. So we are approaching somewhat rapidly the 3-hour mark of this ball game, as this one's going to get chopped down towards the first base line, making the grab, and then a race to the back. He will get there. Okay, a close one. It'll be 3 unassisted. I didn't think he was going to end up getting there. A great 90 from Bragg, an incredible 90, but they're going to say Lister got there first, and that is going to be out number 3. So we will head to the ninth of the inning through the order to continue the game. The Zephyrs need a dust.
Yeah, the absolute disbelief in your voice is that ball was... The first baseman had to wait for that secondary hop. Gather it is on his birthday, Jackson, turning 10 yet again. Get some applause and... The elation from the fans. It will be Evan Frazier to close things out here in this ballgame. He could earn himself the save after he's gone 3 innings now, and this will be his fourth. When we return after this here on KCNR with tonight's game, sponsored by Diamond Coat Roofing. Give them a call at 530-941-9035 with their cutting-edge advancements in highly permeable polymers and acrylics specifically designed for older shingle roofs. They have paved the way for restoration. Instead of re-roofing, keep your existing roof for just a fraction of the cost.
Reading area homeowners, stop being told your only option for your old roof is to buy a new one. Actually, never re-roof it again. Reading California's Diamond Coat Roof Restoration offers homeowners real, actual restoration that saves tens of thousands of dollars compared to replacements. At Diamond Coat, we offer best of class, American-made, high-performance, clear acrylic barrier systems that actually seal the shingles, lock in the granules, and protect your roof from NorCal's extreme weather. The Diamond Coat system is unique and also nothing like the vegetable oil-based restoration being sold in our area. This is an actual invisible barrier designed specifically to protect your shingle roof, not just make it look newer. These are hard times, and restoring your roof, over replacing it at a third of the cost, is without a doubt one of the best investments you can make in 2026. Call 530-941-9035, 530-941-9035, or visit www.diamond-coat.com.
Well, folks, it is the top of the ninth inning here, and Evan Frazier delivers this one. It's popped up, first pitch swing toward the first baseman, Bowen, and he will, in foul territory, overrun the baseball. Couldn't quite reach back and get to it. Lots of spin on that, all the backspin in the world, and ends up overrunning it as it gets pushed a little bit past him. And I'll reset. As Frazier now with a new baseball, ready, he said, peers in. As it's also a pinch hitter here in this top of the ninth inning. Grounded back toward Fraser. Can't get it. Bare hand play by the shortstop. Quick throw to first in time. Mark Anthony Carroll. A flash of the leather. No, a flash of the bare hand. Charges in, off balance throw. Slings at the first in time for the 6-3 put out.
Just an incredible play. Full sprint speed on a bouncing ball on the infield grass. Able to make the grab barehanded, as Jacob was mentioning. I don't even know why I repeat you, man. You painted the perfect picture and just throwing a sidearm. I'm just reiterating how great that was.
I'll take some compliments with the fantastic play by Mark Anthony Carroll. It's always fun to call plays when he makes just dazzling efforts out there such as that. A phenomenal
Absolutely.
Play. Backing up the ground ball up the middle, thinking Fraser was going to get to it. Fraser, the righty, landing on the first base side of the mound, had to get all the way over to the third base side. Couldn't quite get his glove extended to it. Carroll charging in from where the shortstop plays at normal depth. Got around the baseball, off-balance throw on the bare hand pickup, and made a strong throw to first. That was just great stuff from, again, the shortstop who flashes the leather, but in this case was flashing that bare hand. Now the 1-0, right at the bottom of the zone to even the count up. At 2 balls and 2 strikes, I take that back. And so now 1 ball and 2 strikes, yeah, with 1 out and nobody on. That was also Raul Ramos, as this one's grounded toward the third baseman. And past the third baseman, past the diving shortstop, and Mark Anthony Carroll into left field for a base hit. Fantastic efforts on that left side of the infield. But
yeah, Conklin and Carroll, both full extension, diving one way, basically overlapping each other, and still the ball finds its way through. A little bit unfortunate, but good hit there by Pops, and in what has been an unfortunate game for him. He's reached 20 feet in the air, and he's grounded out. But his first hit of the night, as this one's called, striking on the hands of Lewis.
And yeah, actually his second hit of the night, because what we thought was an E5 was actually changed to a single according to our official score.
Sounds good to me.
Two hits on the night for Pops, as this one's hit in the air towards shallow center, and it will stay toward shortstop. Mark Anthony Carroll drifting out. He'll squeeze it for out number 2. Now down to their last chance here are the Zephyrs. In front of a crowd of about 200 here tonight, Colt 45s with one of the most insane innings you'll probably ever hear of at any level, as this one's a little flare of foul territory. Just barely of Patrick Bowen Jr. chasing that one down.
That would have been a cool way to walk it off as well right there. You take away, as you mentioned, yeah, one of the most incredible innings ever, that bottom of the fifth. Basically, it took up a third of this ball game time-wise. And you take away that bottom of the fifth, it's a tie ball game right now, 4-4. Completely different ball game. It's crazy how 3 outs worth of offense can put a team up a dozen.
Yeah, and that's just the beauty of baseball.
Right.
We've said it, I mean, so many times. But, yeah, I mean, in this case, it literally is what it is. Is the 0-2 foul tip back to the screen, just barely staying alive, is Sean O'Connell. And I take that back. It's actually Aaron Del Real pinch hitting with the 0-2, the delivery off the outside edge.
That's a take.
Aaron Del Real. That's a great last name for an athlete. Del Real. Their real deal? I don't know.
There you go.
Pittsburgh, California, fouls this one back up out of play. Staying alive like the Bee Gees. Typically a catcher is what he's listed at. And headed to Consumus River College, the same as about 10 or 11 other players on this roster. The 1-2 delivery, breaking ball, misses wide in the dirt. 2 balls and 2 strikes with the runner on. If the Colt 45s end it right here, the win would go to Pettingill, and Fraser would earn himself a save. The 2-2 misses low for ball 3.
And Fraser adding to the theatrics, of course, up 0-2 in the count, decides to bring it back. You got a full count now.
Got the Trinidad with some flair for the dramatic here.
There you go.
The payoff with 2 outs and the runner at first infield playing behind him. There's a line shot and toward the left center gap. Zanizer over to cut it off. Rounding second. Headed for third with some speed is Pops. And a hold at third. Cruising into second base with a long double is Aaron Del Real on the pinch hitting effort.
And the pop that these Zephyrs hit the ball with. they hit the ball really well. Like, just to make it clear, again, I don't want to reiterate myself too much, but a dozen runs in the fifth inning based off of just, I mean, maybe possibly taking off their starting pitcher just a little bit too early.
This one's hit in the air toward right, giving Chase his bag to the track, at the wall, and he will play the carom off the wall, and cruising into second base with a stand-up double, calling for the home run.
Oh, I thought
that
went out.
The umpire says no. I also thought that went out off the top of the wall at the very least. Now the umpire is going to chat it up. And that ball was absolutely torched again on cue, Spencer. You said it. I mean, it's fine in the glove of these Colt 45s, but it is coming off the bat hard. And now, speaking of coming off the bat hard, it's going to be Jason Stevens at the plate who homered a no-doubter that was back in the second inning. So a couple of extra base hits.
And a couple runs across.
Courtesy runner over there, or pinch runner over there. I take that back. Just a little help from one of his teammates getting the protective gear off of him. Right in hitting Jason Stevens. Takes a called strike one off the outside, on the outside corner. He's popped out, ground out, reached on the fielder's choice, and that solo shot tonight. No balls and one strike to him. Foul tipped, held on by Dominguez, who just barely got a piece of it. Now, no balls and two strikes. Back down to their final strike, and Evan Fraser giving up a couple here in this inning. Deals a breaking ball. Swing! Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Down goes Jason Stevens as the Colt 45s get the last laugh here in the opening game of this weekend series. We'll be back with the totals after this.
Reading area homeowners, stop being told your only option for your old roof is to buy a new one. Actually, never re-roof it again. Reading California's Diamond Coat Roof Restoration offers homeowners real, actual restoration that saves tens of thousands of dollars compared to replacements. At Diamond Coat, we offer best of class, American-made, high-performance, clear acrylic barrier systems that actually seal the shingles, lock in the granules, and protect your roof from NorCal's extreme weather. The Diamond Coat system is unique and also nothing like the vegetable oil-based restoration being sold in our area. This is an actual invisible barrier designed specifically to protect your shingle roof, not just make it look newer. These are hard times, and restoring your roof, over replacing it at a third of the cost, is without a doubt one of the best investments you can make in 2026. Call 530-941-9035, 530-941-9035, or visit www.diamond-coat.com.
Well, the Colt 45s, again, got that last laugh after the Jason Stevens homer in the second inning. And if you would have asked me back in the second inning, I thought it was going to be a very different ball game. But for the Concord Zephyrs, as they suffer the loss, 6 runs on 12 hits, 2 errors, they left 5. The Colt 45s, 16 runs on 11 hits, 3 errors, they left 7. And final time of the ball game was 2 hours and 57 minutes. Pettingill gets the win. Lakasha gets the loss, and Evan Fraser collects the save here in this Friday night endeavor. We back the Blue Knight is tomorrow night, and something you don't see very often, the only statistical category on that box score that the 45s lead in is the runs. The hits, they were out hit, they had more errors, and they left more on base. And at the end of the day, it was the free passes that the Colt 45s were able to capitalize on. They had a total of 10 walks. They only struck out 4 times. And also only 1 walk issued by Colt 45 pitching tonight. So some great stuff between Pettingill and Evan Fraser.
Yeah, just an incredible job by this Colt 45's defense and the offense. Obviously, offense was all that fifth inning. Again, you take 12 runs away, but we're in the bottom of the ninth right now, and the Colts need 2 just to stay in it. So the fact, and I could not agree more with what you just said there, Jacob, about how after the second inning, you thought this game was going a totally different direction. I thought Colt 45s were going to be playing from behind the rest of the game and just fighting to keep a foot in the circle, you know, keep a dog in the fight. But they absolutely took care of business on both sides. That was the most impressive win I've seen from the Colt 45s this campaign, and maybe last one as well, maybe since I've been doing this with you. I'm just actually shocked with how well they played tonight, especially coming off a loss. That's a great statement win for them, coming off that loss to the Los Baseball Academy. 11-2 was the score. I can't remember last time the Colt 45s have lost the game by almost 10. So to come out here and win one by 10, it got to feel good to them. And that puts them ahead here. Tomorrow they got a chance to clinch the series win against this really strong Concord Zephyrs team, which, again, you take away some of those errors and all those walks, this is an entirely different ball game. You take away one half inning and they win the game, most likely.
Yeah, if you take away out, so I mean the second time through the order in the fifth, but then if that's just a cleaner inning, less walks, no command issues, it's going to be a 6-2 ball game, it's just a 3 ball game, and all of a sudden the Colt 45s are going to have to find a way to just scratch one across and fight tooth and nail. But and this endeavor, they took advantage of the walks, they took advantage of the plate discipline that they do have, and it proved to be an absolute just mammoth of a win, a statement win, like you said, coming off the loss from Los Baseball Academy where they lost by over 10, and they improved to 15-3 on the year now. So some great stuff as they face the kids from Concord making the trip up from the East Bay. They'll do the same tomorrow at 7:15. We'll be live here. Live at 7:05. Special thanks to Carl and Linda Bott with KCNR, and of course David Wiley engineering things for us back in the studio. For Jacob Green and Spencer Schlinge, we'll be back here tomorrow night. Thanks for tuning in here tonight. Again, the final score from Tiger Field here on this Friday night is the Concord Zephyrs 6 and your Colt 45s 16.
Acosta ashamed of his Cuban heritage because he's a racist and a self-loathing Latinx. That's coming up, and boy, a lot more too. 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant, the Chris Plant Show.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for buying gas. That's right. You can earn cash back with Upside just for buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside, and just last year, I made nearly $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get cash back? If you like extra cash, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back when you fill your tank. Use promo code WEALTH to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WEALTH for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WEALTH for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And right now, new mattresses start at $1,500 during our 4th of July sale. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number. To a good life's sleep.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled. and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30-plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So, yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
Furnished by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau, call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
We had vandalism. Well, vandalism. You know, we have I think 290, 300 foot slit right through it, probably a box cutter or a knife.
Yes. Well, because the Democrat Party is violently, criminally insane and mentally ill, and, you know, they shoot people and steal things and loot and plunder and firebomb Jewish governors' mansions and shoot presidential candidates and shoot and kill Charlie Kirk and shoot and wound Steve Scalise and shoot and attack the police. It's the Democrat Party. And so we shouldn't be surprised when the reflecting pool between the World War II Memorial now and the Lincoln Memorial, between the Washington Monument and the Lincoln Memorial, the reflecting pool is President Trump sees that, and really it needed some cleaning up and buffing up. And President Trump did that, and the Democrats are bitter as hell about that and probably want to firebomb a synagogue about it because they're really, they should be wearing armbands. But listen to Jim Acosta, formerly of CNN, going after President Trump for saying that vandals damaged the reflecting pool on the Mall.
I traveled behind enemy lines down to the National Mall reflecting pool.
Enemy lines,
circled overhead,
Nazi, fascist.
Get to the bottom of the biggest mystery in D.C. right now.
The fact that you have
a
job.
I know this assignment is dangerous because I can see members of the National Guard circling the pool in search of any alleged vandals who might even think for just a second that they could pull up a piece of blue paint.
All of that is wrong. It's not blue paint. They didn't pull it out. The National Guard is not for that. He's a cross-dresser. He's Abilio Acosta.
Well, I'm walking down the length of the reflecting pool right now to see if I can find exactly where this 300-foot slit is that Donald Trump claims is running down the middle of this pool. I have looked up and down this pool so far. I don't see any sign of any slit. I do see a lot of paint coming up, but no sign of a 300-foot-long slit or lots of slits, as he's been talking about. Again, shocker here. I'm sorry to report. What he's saying is 100% pure bullshit.
What Abilio is saying is 100% pure bourgeois. Here's Abilio.
Okay, I'm walking down the other side of the reflecting pool, and you can see he's just lying. How much Donald Trump is lying about this, how out to lunch he is and all of this. You can see whole sections at the bottom of the reflecting pool where the paint has just come off that bottom. It is just not there anymore, in part because they just did such a shoddy job down here that the paint has literally disintegrated.
Everything that he's ever said in his life is a fascist lie. Now here is the headline from the Associated Press. Reflecting pool liner was cut with sharp knife or razor, National Park Service says. National Park Service, and here's the Park Service man, a career guy, on the record by name, unlike every Democrat source. Coming up.
I guess I won't be winning an Emmy for this one.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
The future is here at Turtle Bay Museum with Popnology, an immersive and interactive experience by Stage 9 Exhibitions that brings science fiction and science fact together like never before. Step up to an exact replica of the DeLorean time machine. Compare 1980s technology to today's smartphones. Discover the story behind the Mars rover and much more. Perfect for all ages. On exhibit now at Turtle Bay Museum. Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
A message from Todd with Redding Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Redding Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. puts your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit RedningOnlineMarketing.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
So what trends do you anticipate will shape the real estate market in 2026 based on what you've seen in late 2025? And how should buyers and sellers adjust their strategies accordingly?
Well, that's an excellent question, Sean. And I think what most experts are saying right now is that the first half of this year will probably be very similar to last year in terms of sales volume and performance. The difference and the separation might be in the second half of the year, where we might see sales volumes actually increasing over last year as lower interest rates and perhaps some momentum in the economy starts to kick in. And if you want to check the value of your home instantly, just go to RedingHomes.com. It's right there on the front page for you.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to RedingHomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, Homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Everybody calls us a lion.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community, a special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air, because everybody calls us. 2212-642.
It's time to settle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage. Friday, July 24th. Rising fast and bringing his signature sound. Ian brings the west to the rest. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. But they won't last long, so don't wait.
Must be 21 to attend.
Make it a country night to remember. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket.
Dust off those boots.
Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Goldleaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year after year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Abby, they want it to look like their daughter's room, which is occupied mostly by MS-13 members who are camping out with her under the bed. The Democrat Party facilitated that, too. So isn't that amazing? And it's made these statements in a court document filed late Wednesday because a nonprofit, that means communists, other people's money, suing to halt the Trump administration's work on the project. And so the Park Service had to come in and say, well, wait a minute. We've just been vandalized by communists, you know, the Democrat Party, mentally ill people. Land's statement does not say when exactly the damage occurred or whether it was a suspected case of vandalism. No, a razor-like slash for hundreds of feet just happened spontaneously by itself and does not identify anyone who might have been involved. The police report, there's a police report, because there were Democrats there and they're all violent criminals. The police report indicates damage to the pool, comma, including a caulk over the foam sealant that was cut with a sharp knife or razor and destruction of delaminating surface material. Lands said, the Park Service official said, about 70 fence posts tops were also thrown into the reflecting pool, he said. 70, and that's, Democrats, violent, mentally ill, disturbed, probably the wrong drugs. They should be on different drugs, I think. The statements are the first time the Republican administration has offered specifics for when and how the reflecting pool may have been damaged after work on the project was substantially completed. Now, the Associated Press says it's the first time the Republican administration has offered specifics, but President Trump has spoken about it repeatedly, and he was naturally attacked for it because, you know, they're mentally ill. A spokesperson, genderless apparently, for the Interior Department said Thursday, that's yesterday, that public notification about the damage was delayed because at the time of the June 9th incident, the vandalism was under investigation and believed to be isolated. So as to not encourage deranged individuals, we did not announce what we hoped would be an isolated incident. Because, you know, you gotta, when you have an open-air mental institution, as we do in Washington, D.C., and really more broadly in the United States because the Democrats, we used to have a great mental institution here called St. Elizabeth's mental institution in Southeast D.C., but they emptied it out of all the insane people. We used to keep John Hinckley there long ago after he shot Ronald Reagan and four other people, three other people at least, and then they closed it down and they turned it into the Department of Homeland Security. I'm serious. It's like a 120-year-old buildings, a series of buildings, that St. Elizabeth's mental institution. And it was a great mental institution. I went there looking for John Hinckley once and with a camera crew. It wasn't just recreational. And that's another story for another day. But the mental institution is no longer there. I know where the mental institution is. It's out on the streets. It's out on the sidewalks. We throw them out there to fend for themselves, to steal and beg and then eventually die. And then we go get their bodies because that's what the Democrats have decided is the best thing to do with their mentally ill people. And they know they have many of them. So we've got that, and we should reopen it, really, with all the crazy people out there. But hang on, because around the same time, Park Service staff discovered another incident where fencing around the pool had been forcibly removed and thrown into the pool, meaning the reflecting pool. It's not a kidney-shaped pool in Frank Zappa's backyard or anything, but the department soon noticed that recurring cases of video of people ripping at the coating, it's not paint, began to circulate. We then knew that it was not an isolated incident, but a new trend to attempt to damage the reflecting pool, the email said. And that is because of Trump derangement syndrome, which is so rampant, and the violent criminality of the Democrat Party, which is ubiquitous. I'm sorry for Democrats if I'm using too many complicated words. President Donald Trump and other officials have repeatedly blamed, listen to this, without citing evidence, except for the physical evidence at the reflecting pool, which is abundant and in plain sight, unidentified vandals for peeling paint. Oh, that's the accusers have said peeling paint because they're too stupid to know that it's a foam-like laminate, but never mind that, as well as a 350-foot gash in the liner and other problems. Six people have been arrested, Trump said this week, without providing details. I do have video of one, a blue-haired lady, being arrested, young woman. Looks like she might be fun if she weren't mentally ill. And, you know, we know that, what is it, 56% of young white women who identify as liberals and Democrats have been diagnosed with mental illnesses. 56%, more than half. So if you're, you know, a young man out there looking for a future and a bride and even a woman for more than a weekend, you should look for conservative women because the Democrats are, you know, on average, they're more likely than not to be mentally ill. So we've got that. The Interior Department said Thursday there have been 7 arrests, 7 federal citations, and 18 police reports filed. And the Democrats insist that there is no vandalism, that Trump sucks. And that's why the reflecting pool is a mess now. The left attacked it because they're like the Japanese at Pearl Harbor, honestly. Because, you know why, Michael? Because they're all zeros. Because they're all zeros. That's, Democrats don't know what I'm talking about. That's an airplane that the Japanese flew in World War II. The department did not specify what charges were or what the charges were or identify anyone cited by police. Trump pledged to beautify the century-old reflecting pool before the nation's 250 birthday celebrations, draining its water, which you'd have to do if you're going to resurface the bottom, and directing the bottom of the reflecting pool to be painted a color he called American flag blue. But you've already cited that it's not paint, it's a foamy laminate, but never mind that. But after the site was restored, its water was plagued by an algae bloom. That's because the Democrats they live and breathe pond scum. And for more than a week, and the pieces of the new coating have appeared to be peeling off the bottom. But now your headline, see, makes clear that this was actually Democrats going in and vandalizing with a sharp implement, because you know how they are. The pool has largely been cleared in recent days after devices. We were down there, and they were vacuuming like a series of guys with giant vacuums cleaning out the Democrat debris. The pool has largely cleared in recent days after devices and nano bubblers infused ozone into the water to kill algae and bacteria. And listen, so right, now, so let me get to back to Abelio Acosta, Jim Acosta. We got one more of Jim, and he's walking around saying, "Oh, look, it's paint, it's peeling. Trump did it." And it's a mental illness, really. St. Elizabeth should be reopened just for Abelio Acosta. Put him in the John Hinckley room. Oh, by the way, the President of the United States, Donald John Trump, will be motorcading to what in Washington is often referred to as the Hinckley Hilton. The Washington Hilton on Connecticut Avenue. President Trump is going back this afternoon for an event. First time back at the hotel since the deranged Democrat gunman showed up and shot the place up during the White House Correspondents' Dinner. President is going back today for the first time since one of many Democrat terrorist attacks. And more recently at the fights, the UFC fights on the South Lawn of the White House, an army of 23 Democrats had planned an attack. Many of them been arrested. Some are still on the run. Drones dropping bombs and 5 snipers taking up positions to murder as many people as possible. A lot of arrests. But that's the Democrats. There's a civil war being waged against the country by the Democrat Party and the demented criminals that their mothers have raised. Now, Jack, back to Abelio Acosta at the reflecting pool.
They just did such a shoddy job down here that the paint has literally disintegrated.
It's not
in
paint.
Sections of this reflecting pool. And you can't see a slit. There are no slits, as he's been talking about. It's all a lie.
Well, it's so much for my dangerous assignment. I guess I won't be winning an Emmy for this one.
Yeah.
All I found was this nasty muck at the reflecting pool.
This is our media. The headline from the Associated Press reflecting pool liner was cut with a sharp knife or razor, National Park Service says. The Democrat Party, including Jim Acosta, I gotta say, the company that did this work should sue Jim Acosta for $165 million. The company should say, I'm sorry, Jim Acosta is a major national media figure, CNN, all that stuff, and they should sue him and take his car, take his belt buckle from him in court. Isn't that amazing? I want to get to Caitlin Clark and the WNBA also, because the Democrats, they're all ghetto criminals. Let's go now to Jen Psaki on MS-13 DNC with the cross-dressing, I think he's cross-dressing, isn't he? Chris Hayes, very often referred to as Rachel Maddow, but with a very small penis. And here they are on the reflecting pool on national television.
There were dead ducks in the reflecting pool that is green and full of algae, and I am not a medical expert. I don't have any information on the autopsy, but it all feels very bad here.
Not a biologist.
That story just every day continues to just astound. I have to say, I spent way too much time trying to like read into the chemistry of the whole thing, and I did read from some people that do know about this that like peroxide is the least toxic thing you can put in there. Mm. It breaks down very quickly. So I don't know, but I think I can't imagine all that peeling rubbery stuff is good for the wildlife.
Yeah, so wait a minute. You're making stuff up, and Jen Psaki, she was a White House press secretary. And, yeah, they put, because you guys poison it with your pond scum, people in there with razors slashing, and then you call it paint, and then you blame Trump, and there was dead ducks. There was a report of one dead duck. Doubtless a Democrat grabbed it and wrung its neck like they're chicken geeks at a carnival sideshow. On MS-13, Chris Hayes, he really looked into it. Turns out there weren't ducks, plural. There was one duck that was dead. It's a big city with a lot of things going on. Ducks die. You know, it's an imperfect world. But there they are. And now the Park Service is out, and there are court cases going on. There have been arrests made. And our media continues to fabricate out of whole cloth their Trump derangement syndrome hatred into a bundled package of mental illness and Democrat Party lunacy. They are waging a civil war in the United States of America, and they're not on our side. We are at 888-630-9625. A liner at the bottom of the Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool was cut with a sharp knife or razor this month, causing damage to the foam sealant, which is not paint, because of the Democrat Party's Trump derangement syndrome. And that's one thing, but then the media comes out and lies and lies and lies and lies. They ought to be gassed.
I guess I won't be winning an Emmy for this one.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Of meat in the grocery store just keeps getting worse.
Yes, I read that 85% of the grass-fed meat in the U.S. is imported from overseas. They just package it here and label it product of the U.S.
I don't trust any of it. That's why I switched to Good Ranchers.
Good Ranchers?
It's a meat delivery service,
but everything is ultra-high quality. They only source from local U.S. farms. Everything's pasture-raised with no antibiotics, hormones, or harmful additives. I actually feel good about what I'm feeding my family.
Wow. And it gets delivered right to your house?
Yep. American born and raised beef, pork, chicken, and wild caught seafood right to my door.
No more running to the grocery store every day. They're even offering $40 off your first order.
I'm ordering right now.
Good Ranchers. Quality food you can trust. 100% American meat and wild caught seafood delivered with free express shipping. Get $40 off your first order. But hurry, this offer won't last long. Head to goodranchers.com/protein. That's goodranchers.com/protein.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2026 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I
actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aid.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audienhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI. And you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, a natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation the natural, drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
I have much less swelling and no more tingling.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the new proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
The U.S. Treasury just released its official financial report for 2025. Buried in it is a startling admission. By its own numbers, it appears the U.S. government is insolvent. When governments go this deep in debt, they print money, raise taxes, or cut benefits, none of which can help protect you. That's why people move part of their savings into physical gold and silver. Call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD for their complimentary gold and silver guide. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. Do it before the next headline, not after. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau, call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
All right, we're back. So, we know the Democrats are violent, criminally insane. They destroy and then they lie about it. That combines the street Democrats, drug addicted, cross-dressing, prostitutes, and their brethren in the news media. You know, it's kind of the same ball of wax, isn't it? Let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Brian, calling from the great Republic of Texas. Brian, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, good morning, Chris.
Hey, Brian.
I was calling this morning to agree with you about the mispronunciation of turkey.
Uh-huh, yeah, yeah.
When I first heard it, I thought, they're calling it turkey, eh? Like, that's what the McKenzie brothers would tell you that us Americans eat for Thanksgiving.
It's absolutely true, and I gotta tell you, Bob and Doug McKenzie came to mind with us too. We were talking about Bob and Doug McKenzie in the Great White North, and, Michael, do you have any of these people on TV? How are they pronouncing the country of Turkey? We've all been talking about Turkey, the country, forever. We eat turkey at Thanksgiving and Christmas and have a turkey sandwich all year long. And now suddenly we're supposed to start mispronouncing the name of the country. It's like Kiev in Ukraine, Brian, because we had to start they told us to start mispronouncing that. And here they are with their turkey yay.
It's Turkey wearing white. Here comes Turkey. Not sure what the mentality is going to be from Turkey.
Turkey sitting with a back five. United States 1, Turkey 0.
Turkey 0, Bri. And you're right. You nailed it with Bob and Doug McKenzie. What is up with that anyway?
I don't know. I was agreeing also with the Kiev thing. I thought for all my life it's Kiev, and now we're changing. I don't know. Lord knows what's coming next, but. I had literally just posted that on my Facebook whenever you came on and started talking about it.
Is that right? That's great. Yeah, and it's, this is, again, it's like we've made fun of the news media here for years, Brian, for, they're in Tegucigalpa, and suddenly they start speaking with a Spanish accent. And Tegucigalpa and Guatemala, there are certain words that they have to corrupt. And the thing is, there are English pronunciations for these words, Brian. If you're in Paris, you know what? In Paris, they call it Paris. They call it Paris. Steve Martin used to do a thing about this. Is that in France, rue means street. And what was the other one? Chapeau means hat. It's like those French have a different word for everything. And that was a funny joke years ago. And now they're doing that to the entire English language. We got to pronounce.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.